What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
This is Chi.
Mini Del Macho.
And I'm trying to work on a tagline in my head.
Did I actually say my name right? I think I stuttered on my own name.
It sounded fine to me.
You just took a shot. That's your brain stuttering right now.
My tongue's still waking up.
What's going on with Sniper? What's he doing?
All right. So the Diplo community, in collaboration with DLG, is creating a Spotify community collaborative playlist. So you whisper Sniper with a C, and your favorite song from a video game. And the rules are pretty loose on this. It can be any song that's
existed. Was it our favorite song or just any song?
Because I kind of
just
song.
Threw
Well, you
one
get to pick
there.
One. Yeah. So I would assume you'd make it your favorite. You whisper him, he creates a big playlist, and it also enters you in a raffle that we're going to be doing next week on the show. And we're going to be giving away, he's going to be giving away like three games.
Yeah, and we'll throw one in or a couple.
Mm-hmm. We'll throw a few in.
That's so enter. Super
lots
awesome.
Of prizes.
And don't be cheap with it. Get like a Guitar Hero song or a Grand Theft Auto song that's like a real song.
Guile theme song.
An actual
song.
Like a game song.
What's well, what did you guys? What did you guys contribute to the Spotify playlist?
We're not supposed to say because it's going to be like a surprise. Yeah. I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why you whisper Sniper and you don't write it out.
Oh.
Very secret. Very secretive.
Super secret.
Top super secret.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool.
Chi wanted to remind everybody who we are and what we do. We've been doing this podcast for 4 years, Bobby?
Near 4 years, I think.
About four and a half.
It sounds like it's our first day, you know.
Yeah, it's because we still have no chemistry.
What do we do here? What is this? What is this podcast about?
We talk about PC games. We're not very good at it. We're not very professional, but we try to keep it light and happy and funny.
I think that's what people really appreciate about this.
Yeah.
None of us get paid to... Like, none of us are industry. A lot of the PC gaming podcasts out there and available are people who are professionals, people who are on the development side of it. And none of us are those. We're just big PC exclusively, big time fans and gamers. And we're just like you. And we want you to be a part of us. So come by. We stream live on Twitch every week. We release a new podcast episode every Tuesday. And if you like us, don't forget to tell your friends.
Yeah. You can find us at, what is our website?
DLGaming.net.
That's our Discord community on there. That's where you can message Sniper with your...
Yeah, I feel like when you said Sniper with a C, everybody said, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. Like in my head, I always say Sniper, but C-Niper, I know it's Sniper.
Too. Yeah.
Because it's like a big C, small Sniper.
And even when you start calling him Sniper, you still go Sniper. Yeah. Like you put too much emphasis on the S. Anyway.
That's like when people call me Smocks Chi or
Smooks.
Smooks. Smooks Chi.
I think that's when I first thought. I was like, what kind of name is that?
Yeah. Now I get called Diggy sometimes. Drives me fucking crazy. Like, I always think of the frog from the cereal Diggums or something.
Oh, yeah.
Diggums the frog.
You know what? I get cereal? More than that.
Those Smacks, I think.
Oh, yeah, Smacks. I hated those.
But you know what? I get even more than that. And people are like, oh, like Digi from, I don't know, dude. Some anime shit. Help me out here.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know anime.
Digimon.
Oh, Digimon. Oh,
yeah, gotcha. Digimon. Yeah, I get that a lot. Like, no, dude.
Well, it's kind of the same because it's both small, short for digital.
Is it? I have no idea what Digimon is.
Digimon is digital monsters.
Yeah. It's a Pokemon ripoff.
Well,
is it like a show or like a product?
It was a product. It was a whole thing.
They made a game.
It was like a Tamagotchi, wasn't it?
It was a ripoff in Pokemon, Bobby.
It was basically like Pokemon.
Just a ripoff. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, Tamagotchis. I remember those.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get into it. Let's talk about some games. We like to call the section On the Radar, some games that have come to our attention this week that we have not played yet, but we are interested in possibly playing a lot here, a whole lot. So first of all, Dark Souls Remastered came out. This is the original Dark Souls game with apparently some sort of graphical update, and they made it easier to connect to people. A lot of stuff I thought already existed, but in patches, most noticeably DS Fix was the big one. But this retails for $40. It's on sale, or was on sale for $20 when it was released.
Must you pay the full $40 if you already own the original Dark Souls game?
I think it's half off if you own the original.
Yeah, that must be it. Because mine is $20.
That might be worth it.
Yeah.
And it's not just the graphics. It's also like a bunch of quality of life improvements as well, right?
Yeah.
It has mixed reviews right now, but who knows?
Yeah. Well, the mixed reviews are mainly circling the hackers in the game. They're running rampant. I talked to someone who's really into the Dark Souls series, and he's playing it on console, and it's much less of a problem there. Also, a lot of people think the lighting has changed a little bit, and it kind of ruins the atmosphere. And then other people are saying this is basically Dark Souls with DS fix and whatever mods you usually run anyway. So
that's what I was going to say, yeah.
So to charge $40 for that seems a little steep.
But it's good for console gamers probably all the way around then.
Yeah, they don't have access to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is primarily a console game, I believe. But it's selling well. I mean, look, 16,000 people playing right now. All-time peak was 2,400 concurrent players. I mean, that's... They made some money off that.
I'm not even sure if this is playable with mouse and keyboard. I'm sure it is, but I would never, ever try to play this without a controller. It did originate on console, and the combat style and everything else, it would not work smoothly with a mouse and keyboard. And if you are using a mouse and keyboard, you're fooling yourself.
Oh, 60 FPS is another thing that I think is a big deal about this, because the original one, I don't know if that ran...
It looks 60. Exactly like what it is, a reskinned old game. You can kind of see the old texture. Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. It's really not that old in terms of detail and everything else. The gameplay, it plays more or less the same. Every consecutive game that comes out, it's a very smooth game, very intricate and out of these world bosses. And of course the environment, I'm not picking on the environment. It already does look great. Even from the original Demon Souls.
I can kind of see what they're saying though. This looks a lot brighter than the original, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's maybe what they're saying.
Yeah.
Not so Dark Souls.
Maybe the
remaster.
The draw distance is
relighting.
A lot better.
The lighter side of Dark
relighting.
Souls.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I'll be picking this up. I do want to start playing Dark Souls again. I started playing it last summer with a friend of mine who plays a lot of it, and he kind of walked me through it. And it ran fine. I was surprised how well it ran. But I played it with a controller, which I hate using a controller for anything. So, I don't know. I don't think I'll be picking this up, at least not anytime soon or ever, actually. I can't think of a situation where I'd ever want to buy this game.
I like how Warconia says, you guys are better than everybody else. They rely on facts and professionalism. Super boring.
Well, the thing about Dark Souls is I love the Dark Souls series. I've never actually beaten any of the Dark Souls games, only Demon Souls, which is the predecessor to Dark Souls. And Dark Souls is a really good co-op game if you can time your stone drops appropriately. So it actually does work as a really good co-op RPG, which I was kind of looking for, to be honest, to play with my little brother. And the Dark Souls series might be it. I don't know if it's going to be remastered. I don't know if I'm going to sink $20 into it. But I could see myself getting back into Dark Souls.
Cool. What's next?
Next up, Battlefield 5. Some details were released about this. So we know it's going to be centered around World War II, right? Takes place in World War II.
Yeah, but the battles that are least talked about or represented in video games. So I think the first one is like Britain versus Germany. I think that's the two in the trailer. That's the two sides that are fighting. But I'm thinking that, you know, we might see some of the Africa campaign, the Egypt stuff going on during, you know, and all the wacky, not wacky, but like not so famous battles. And so I think they could take them a little bit further, too.
A lot of people have been like tearing the trailer apart for like realism. And EA came back with saying that we're always going to take gameplay first and realism second.
Yeah, of course. You want something fun, not like...
Yeah.
Nobody likes to get shot in the stomach and bleed out in the field for fucking 15 minutes.
Right. I don't know. I feel like it's unfair to criticize a game for realism because at some point you have to suspend your disbelief with a video game.
Yeah. Unless it's like VR and they're going for 100% realism.
Yeah.
Anyway, first time I saw the trailer, I was like, okay, cool, whatever. I really didn't get it. And then I watched a breakdown. Mm-hmm. And then somebody saying every single thing that was going on in the trailer, what they were showing was actually going to be in the game. It wasn't just, they weren't just blowing smoke up your ass. So destructible environments, but like in older games, in Battlefield 4, I think there was only one way a building could fall down.
Right.
Now it's all like natural degradation of the building. So if you shoot one corner, that corner will collapse.
Okay.
There's bullet penetration. So you could shoot people right through walls. And depending on the material is how far it would go through, stuff like that.
The game never had bullet penetration?
No.
I think
maybe little some, wood, but
yeah, little wood.
Okay. So they're complaining about women being in the game, but they're not complaining about the fact that it has lacked bullet penetration up until the fifth.
Is anybody complaining about women?
Yeah. They're saying that it's
all day, or day, people complain about women. I will myself too. But
it's not historically accurate that they were on the front
lines. Sorry. Of all the things to be nitpicky about with Battlefield, I feel like that would be higher on the priority complaint list in regards to realism.
Yeah. What else is there? There's concussive blasts. So, like, if there's an explosion, your body will feel the concussion and you can be thrown about from the kinetic force. Basically everything you see in the trailer, shot by shot, you can shoot grenades off the ground. You can also like pick them up off the ground and throw them before
that's
them
pretty
back.
Cool.
And shoot them in the air.
Yeah. Shoot them in the air.
Physics. See,
I saw somebody saying that like, oh, that's bullshit. That guy shot that gun. That, it was Dr. Disrespect. He was watching the video and he's like, that's so bullshit that he blew that plane out of the air. But that's not what it is. If you pay attention, his buddy throws a grenade at the plane and the plane comes by and he shoots the grenade and the plane goes down. It's actually a pretty sweet thing.
Oh, I just noticed her arm. People were saying she's handicapped and I didn't notice that until now.
Oh yeah, she has a fake arm.
Yeah,
it's like a bunch of hooks.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going like putting some steampunk shit in here, but I don't know. It looks like maybe that claw could have existed back then. I'm not sure. What else? Oh, yeah. You can walk on your back now and shoot backwards between your legs.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. What else? Oh, there's trailers. So any vehicle can pull a trailer. I was telling Minnie how, like, I'm obsessed with trailers in real life. So I was like, oh, trailers. And so you can get, like, an AA gun and pull the AA gun with a truck. And the guy could be sitting on the AA truck or gun just shooting away. Anyway, I don't know what it is about this round of big AAA shooters, but I'm really excited, more than I have been in the past. I'm more excited about Battlefield 5 and even the Call of Duty even more than I have been in for any of them, I think. So I don't know. This looks awesome.
I think this trailer was more so emphasizing just the chaos around the multiplayer in Battlefield, which is why people love Battlefield outside of, I mean, people talk about Battlefield because of these huge, large-scale freaking multiplayer games, not so much single-player. And, well, that goes for Call of Duty, too. That goes for this genre of FPS shooters.
Yeah.
And so I think the trailer was kind of trying to emphasize that, and then it's sad that they're allowing, basically, the female protagonist here in the trailer, like, get in the way.
Whatever. People are going to complain.
It's so funny because I was never really into Battlefield because when I played the demo, I felt overwhelmed by everything going on around me. And I always called it sand in the vagina. But now I could play the game and literally have sand in my in-game vagina. But not in my fingernails, apparently.
No, it was a crazy complaint.
Grow a vagina, lose a hand.
A crazy complaint that I saw was Battletech. People were complaining that they had a they pronoun, like he, she, or they, you want to be. And people were like not buying the game because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably the same people that won't buy South Park titles or watch that.
They missed out on a big
game. Or watch
crazy
the
people,
show.
Like how they will get angry over just absolutely nothing.
So Battlefield 5 is not going to have loot boxes. They're going to have cosmetics that you can pay real money for, but they're avoiding loot boxes altogether.
And no season pass either.
No season pass. All the maps will be available to
everyone.
I like that. I love it.
Yeah, it seems like a step in the right direction, especially coming from EA. That's pretty impressive.
I think Heroes of the Storm does that the best. You can buy the skins and you have like free loot boxes. You don't buy loot boxes.
Yeah.
Well, you can buy loot boxes. I mean, you can buy gems and then in turn buy loot boxes. But yeah, they got a pretty good system.
But yeah, you can just straight up buy skins if you want.
They pretty much copied exactly what Overwatch does.
Overwatch, you can't buy skins.
Oh, you can't. Well, in Heroes of the Storm, you can buy
with your experience
ones.
Points, right?
No,
no.
The only way you have to just open boxes to get money to get the money to buy skins. You can't buy money to buy skins or buy skins directly.
But in Heroes of the Storm, you can buy things flat out, correct? Whatever
Not
you
everything.
Want.
Oh. Just whatever's new.
Oh, gotcha.
Like whatever's featured and whatever's new.
Gotcha. Did that wrestling thing come out yet?
Oh, yeah. It's out.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It is awesome.
That's great. One other thing, release date, Battlefield 5, October 19th. So typically what we're used to, you know, enough time before Christmas that everyone can get this for the holidays. What's the deal with a four-player co-op, though? I didn't quite it seemed like that there was a long explanation on what that was, and that seemed really interesting because it seems like these big first-person shooters are getting away from that single-player campaign and then having, like, a large multiplayer arena for people to play in with multiple maps. And maps coming out down the line as well, or DLC. But this seems like you can level up different characters. I don't know. I was wondering if you guys knew more about it. I can read
zero. I haven't read any of this. I didn't even know they had this.
Yeah. Apparently, the co-op mode is something new that they're trying.
Well, as information comes out next,
I just read one of the sentences, and it said it is Left 4 Dead-esque in the sense that you're rolling with a squad, and the purpose is to make it to the extraction point, which, if anything, is Left 4 Dead-esque. And on that plane of, what's the word? Another word for fun.
Enjoyment.
Yes. Thank you, Bobby. Yes, exactly.
I've
would
never
be all
felt
about it.
So I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know why this is getting so many downvotes on YouTube, like the trailer was. Last year, everybody was loving Battlefield 1 and everybody was hating the new Call of Duty. I just think people are just so fickle. It doesn't even matter what you do. People just find a reason to hate things and they kind of decide.
It's the internet.
Either way, I don't know, man. I love the Battlefield series, but I'm kind of over it. Like, 4 is still the one that I'll play if I'm going to play Battlefield.
But that's the last one.
No.
Oh, no, Battlefield 1.
Is, yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right. next up is Leisure Suit Larry, Wet Dreams Won't Dry. So I wanted to talk about this one because I'm a huge Leisure Suit Larry fan.
How many of those games have there been?
7 in the original ones, and then there was like 3 new ones in the 2000s. The last one I played was Magna Cum Laude, and none of them were very good. I mean, the old ones were good for the time, but you know, they're point-and-click adventure games, so don't always hold up so well. And then the newer ones they released in like the 2000s or mid-2000s, and not that great. This one, man, I don't know. I'm going to bring it up here, but it looks bad.
It looks pervy. Well, bad as in the graphics, or bad as in they took some steps back via mechanics?
A little bit of both. So people are kind of upset because this is being advertised as like Leisure Suit Larry comes into the modern era with all the controversy and things that are going on. Yeah, so it's okay. Like
Leisure Suit Larry becomes a meme. Is that what you're telling me?
A meme? No, he's just going to try to. You know, he's like this sleazy guy from the 80s who's just trying to pick up women. He's not very attractive. That's his whole shtick. Yeah. But, you know, with everything going on now, it's kind of like a touchy topic. So this seems to be flaunting like, hey, we're going to dive right into this, which seems kind of weird. And what worries me is this is a German developer. I don't think they're very funny people. I don't know. I don't want to offend any Germans, but I don't trust their sense of humor. And if you look at the Steam page, God, where the fuck is this? What is
Are
it?
You
Wet
sure
Dreams?
It's on Steam?
It is. Yeah, it's not for sale yet.
Okay.
If I type in Wet Dreams, there it is. First of all, it's $25.
Jeez.
That's a lot. And if you look at the way that it is. Okay, why is that not muting? There we go.
There you go.
If you look at the way that they advertise it, just in the description, it just seems like. It seems like they don't really get what Leisure Suit Larry is about. First of all, the trailer is like a live-action trailer that doesn't really show you anything. Leisure Suit Larry is animated differently than he's ever been animated before, like completely different. He's taller. He doesn't look like so short,
like
squat, and unusual.
It looks like he's going for he's like a slick guy, right?
Yeah,
he was, never like a ladies' man before.
No,
he had trouble,
wasn't.
Right?
I think
he was like a short nerd. Basically,
I think when you want to applaud that they're trying to recreate themselves, There are llama, lucha llamas in here, luchador llamas. Do you see that, Emilio?
What?
I'm surprised that's not the first thing you looked at.
Nope.
Luchador llama. No, I didn't see that.
Close the screen.
Oh,
wet
the
dreams
right.
Underneath okay. Wet oh, dreams. Yeah. Luchador llamas.
Those are luchador llamas.
He doesn't look the same.
I never
either.
Ever.
No, he looks completely different.
To put a luchador mask on a llama, but now so I see it.
I really liked the reload. They remade the first Leisure Suit Larry game. I think back in 2013, they called it Reloaded, but it had the original title. I can't remember what it was. They did a good job with that. Like that, I thought that was enjoyable. Like I like that one. This one, I want to like it, but I got a feeling this is just going to be so bad. Aside, controversy aside, like whatever, I don't give a shit about that. This just looks like it's going to be a bad game.
Well, they put in a lot of these screenshots. You could tell it definitely is a modern depiction of whatever environment he's in. You're at a bar, and there's a girl who looks like she's dressed like Demi Lovato. And then also there's a guy with a man bun sitting at the bar.
So it'll be interesting to see him in the modern world, but I don't know. But this kind of excited me though, because I realized all the Leisure Suit Larry games have got to be on Steam, right? If this one is, and it, sure enough, they have like a pack of all the Leisure Suit Larry games.
So you just said they're bad.
Oh man.
Most of them.
Yeah, most of them are. But I really want to play Magna Cum Laude because I never beat that game. It's not good, but I do want to go back and play it. God, that one, oh, yeah.
What
it was like a 3D animation or a 3D adventure puzzle game.
There's that like $4. Oh my.
Yeah. Ladies.
Yeah, I played through this. I played probably halfway through this. Like when it came out, too. This game was originally released, I think, in 2004.
It looks like you're going against strippers with a water gun.
Yeah, well, it takes place on a college campus.
What is that $4 bundle? Like, that's a lot of things. It's 12 items for $4? Is that...
That can't be right.
That's...
I doubt it's the game.
Oh, wait. No, this tells you... This is the Steam plugin for Chrome that tells you if there's any deals on it.
Oh, okay.
We don't care. These are all bad games.
All right, I might have to get that. Yeah, these are the original.
No, you don't.
Okay, hold on. Pizza Connection 2, and then all 7 of the original Leisure Suit Larry's.
What is Pizza Connection?
I have no idea, but it's got pizza in it. So
of course.
I can add that to the collection. But the Leisure Suit Larry games, like, I'd play some of the old ones. Like, that's worth $4 for me.
Why do you love this game so much, Bobby? What is it?
Nostalgia, right?
Where do you find leisure? In Leisure Suit
this
Larry.
This was just, I mean, back in the day, the original one came out, I think, in 87. I mean, you just never
saw
there,
any
there
of
was
that.
Not games like this.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's just your mind it's blowing?
It wasn't.
Well, maybe when I was, I mean, it wasn't that graphic.
There was tits, right? Wasn't there tits? I remember
very
it was
poorly animated.
It was like pretty shocking. I was like, oh shit, I didn't know video games could do this.
Yeah, it was very risque for back in the day.
Yeah.
And no other game was like that. Like, no other game would have done that back then. So, I don't know. Back
well,
then, yeah.
Unless you were on Newgrounds. All of those games were on Newgrounds.
Deep House says, pizza? Bot.
Exactly.
Yeah. I got 2 additions to my collection. If you don't know what I'm talking about, on Image Drive, an album of...
Pizza and video games.
Yeah. Screenshots of pizza in video games. I'm up to 42.
Did you add the Golf It one?
Yeah, I got the Golf It one. Oh, right. There's plenty more. These are video games that I've played.
Right.
Yeah. So the collection grows little by little.
No pizza and hots yet?
Not the only thing that's growing.
No. There was in Divinity, but not in Divinity 2 that I've seen yet.
I haven't seen pizza in Divinity 2 yet.
Damn. So we've gone through 1%.
What?
No.
Where would
what
the realism be
about?
If pizza were in Divinity 2?
Divinity's nothing about realism.
There's dragons. Is there dragons?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of shit.
Yeah, but there's not Divinity fucking, like, 2, TV. Like, there's no TV. There's no remote. There's nothing modern. And pizza is... I feel like pizza is at least
on the,
very modern.
On the level of a plasma screen TV?
No. But I'm saying, like, as a modern
I know what you mean, yeah.
There were a lot of recipes in Divinity, though. So pizza, it's only natural.
I don't think there was any dragons in Divinity 1, though. In Divinity Original Sin 1. I think they were just, like, fabled creatures.
Who put up Wizard of Legend?
I put this
there's
up.
A dragon.
A lot of people have been playing this
hello,
game.
Last boss. Yeah.
But we talked about this game. I think, Emilio, you played it
you're right.
in beta. No. It was officially released May 15th.
No, I haven't played it. When I first saw it, I brought it up. But I did not. I haven't played it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's
You guys are super distracted.
We're having our own conversation.
I'm looking sorry. At each other and I'm laughing because Manny claimed himself to be like the divinity king, and I just dethroned
that.
Him because
Manny knows a lot about divinity.
Apparently, but nothing about the last boss. So it's hilarious.
Did you fight the last boss?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
3 times based on how many times you said you beat that game. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's hilarious,
not,
guys.
It's not a dragon. Sorry. It's just a wizard that turns into a dragon. It's not like a real dragon. So
still a dragon.
It's not, though.
Wow. Well, that's not very believable. I would download that. Right. So Wizard of Legend. Yeah, I've just seen so many people playing this lately. This is one of those games that I see everybody like on hot streams pulling up between queues.
It and really
is it co-op?
Looks like
it is.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, how fun.
It's a fast-paced, roguelike, 2D dungeon crawler.
Guys, I'm all about co-op these days.
I think it's a twin-stick shooter, maybe.
Is it roguelike? That's, that kind of turns me off about it.
What?
Roguelike. I like, you know, linear stories more than roguelikes. I know roguelikes are your thing.
Local co-op.
Only?
Yeah.
No.
Only well, if it says local co-op, then that usually means it's not, not online co-op.
It is a roguelike though, right? I don't see it written anywhere. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's just a dungeon crawler.
Yeah, I don't think it's
a but I heard some PC gamer talking about this, how there's like hundreds of abilities. And oh yeah, it is roguelike because mm-hmm. he was saying that like every run you can unlock a new ability and then you build your guy again. Kind of like Diablo, I guess.
Why aren't you on this, Emilio?
Because I just got over Ruiner. And like I was like, I don't want another fast-paced game right now. I was seeing all the dodging.
You and I should play this.
Yeah, I'm down.
We should.
How much is it?
$15.99.
Yeah, maybe we'll report next week on this. Is there a 2-pack? Oh, wait, we can't play it together, Chi. You'd have to be here.
You could use like Hamaguchi or whatever that is. But
yeah. Or if you want to stay, if anybody wants to stay, we can play it after this. Moving on. We got a lot of shit to talk about.
Yeah, we got a lot to get through. Next up is called Ancestor's Legacy. So this was brought up by M. Polo on our Discord, and he had suggested that we check out this game. It is $40.49 right now on sale, typically $45. This looked like either a Total War game or almost like Age of Empires.
It looks like Age of Empires with modern day graphics.
So it says a squad-based real-time strategy with a strong focus on tactics inspired by medieval European history brings to life 4 different nations in their conflicts.
Is there a multiplayer to this?
I would imagine that, yeah.
Yes. Fun. Multiplayer.
Yep. I wasn't big into that. Were you? Yeah, Bobby, you were
Age of Empires?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Age of Empires 2. Even Age of Mythology and Age of Empires Online, I got really into. So this looks really good, but I'm just worried that it's not Age of Empires and it's more Total War because I cannot do the Total War games. I don't know what it is. I can't get into
those. Me neither. It feels so like I don't feel like I'm controlling the battle. I guess you are. But I feel like the squads are so
you feel
autonomous.
Very more distanced from it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there less micromanaging in Total War? Because there's much micromanaging in games like Age of Empires, Warcraft, StarCraft.
There's really no resource management.
Yeah, there's no resource.
Oh.
Yeah, you like literally start with your squads, tell them where to attack, and then wait for that to play out, and you might flank or something.
So you're just watching your units kind of do their work.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The battles are a lot slower.
But it's a lot more realistic than any of these. So it's like...
But apparently that doesn't sell or make a game better.
Total War is actually really popular.
Yeah.
But you guys don't seem to like it.
No. That's not my thing.
For the people who it is their thing, they love that shit.
Yeah, they are super into it. Yeah. I mean, and it's not even that difficult. It's not like Crusader Kings 2 difficult, you know? It seems like something I would be able to get, but I just have never been able to get over that initial hump, that learning curve. But the graphics look fantastic, and it looks like a darker, newer Age of Empires. And if that's what it is, I would be very interested in this.
Because Age of Empires hasn't released anything in probably the past 2 decades. Right, Bobby?
They had that redo.
Age of Empires Online was...
Yeah. I mean, was that an RTS, though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was all cartoony and shit. It was weird.
Oh.
Yeah, Bobby liked it. He was the only one who liked it. In the whole world, I mean.
I've talked about this too many times. They went about it all wrong. They marketed that so poorly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were trying to do that the sound keeps coming on. They were trying to do like a whole DLC thing. Like you'd have to buy different units and pay bit by bit. Realistically, if you want to get everything in the game, it would have cost you hundreds of dollars, I think. And finally, after that failed, they just said, okay, $25, you get everything. And by that time, it was too late.
Yeah, how much had you paid? How much had you spent?
Oh, I didn't play it when it was like that.
Oh,
when it
gotcha,
had that
gotcha.
Pay structure. I didn't get it until it was like on sale on Steam for like $17 one day.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Ancestors Legacy. I don't know. It looks good.
When you say realistic, it does, because when they're fighting, it looks like everybody's covered in shit. And I feel like in medieval times, that's just how it was. Like, if you were out in the field, you just covered in poop.
And not just your own shit, but yeah, other people's shit. Like, you're shitting your
dragon
pants.
Dragon shit.
Oh, yeah, totally. I can see that.
Wizard shit.
Yeah, wizard shit.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess they're the same thing.
And there's no steampunk at all, so that shit's getting in your eye. There's no goggles.
While we're talking about this strategy game, I want to plug that in our Discord. We have a strategy game channel called Command Center, which is just nothing but strategy game talk,
which all of a sudden seems to be more popular than the rest of the Discord.
Yeah,
the Discord.
A lot of people are really into strategy games, man.
Yeah,
gross.
Moving on.
It's a channel for all the hairy dads out there.
I'm into it.
All right,
wait, strategy games and hairy dads.
Oh, okay.
All right. Next up, we just saw this recently. We were browsing Steam when we were setting up here, and apparently there is a Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Edition. So this is how many Street Fighter games?
Fuck. A lot. Shit ton, man.
I think we were saying everything up
Street
till
Fighter
4.
30.
If you pre-order.
Yeah.
If you pre-order, you get every Street Fighter.
Is there a list somewhere?
Yeah, let me try to find it.
So this is all the way. This is as far back as Street Fighter 1 all the way up to Street Fighter 4 Ultra.
Yeah, with 12 Street Fighter titles.
Including the Alphas and...
Yeah, the Turbos and all that stuff. The one-offs. Yeah, it's just a ton of stuff.
That's
so it's
awesome.
$40. It's not out yet. It comes out the 29th, so there's no reviews yet. I really hope... Dude, my voice is fucked today. I'm sorry. But I really hope this runs well, because... I don't know. Anytime I see Capcom, I'm just like, oh boy.
You never know what you're going to get.
Flipping the coin here.
Yeah.
I would want this game in my bar.
Yeah,
this would be epic.
Yeah.
I would love to play like some old Street Fighter. Super Street Fighter 2 was my main Street Fighter game. I played a lot of Street Fighter, and that was particularly the one that I was most into.
That's the first time they got super powers, right? They got a super meter.
And then you could do a special type move, or you could make your attacks more
powerful. That's it right there. That's when that Jamaican guy was put in. I forgot his name.
DJ.
DJ, yeah.
DJ, yeah.
Kikia.
DJ Fei Long, who was Bruce Lee. Thunderhawk.
Nice.
Rolento, that was my dude right there.
Oh, yeah. Got
so,
really good.
Rolento. So Thunderhawk, he was like, he wasn't Native American, and he wasn't Mexican. He was Aztec, right? Like, that was his deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was Native.
Can we have a cosplay stream with the Street Fighter characters?
Bobby will never dress up for anything.
Who would you be if you could cosplay as a Street Fighter character?
As a Street Fighter character?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Who's the most downplayed looking character in Street Fighter?
I feel like Bobby would be a good, I don't know, Ryu?
Well, he kind of already looks like a couple of them.
Guile? He could be a Guile.
No.
Yeah, with the hair, come on.
Looks kind of like Adon.
No, I don't have
did I say Ryu? Isn't it Ryu?
Ryu.
Ryu.
Yeah.
I always go back and forth.
Yeah, I don't know. Looks good though. $40, probably.
Ooh,
wait
be
for
a
this
great
one.
Vega.
Vega?
Or you. Minnie's either Vega or
both skinny enough.
That's easy. You just wear a mask and the claws and jump around on
the claws.
Fences.
All right, Wolverine turned Vega. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, he could be a merger.
We thought it was Wolverine, but obviously.
What do they call it? It's like X crossover? X cross? It's like crossover cosplay. Bobby as Wolverine as Vega.
Very excited about this.
I am so excited.
Oh, wow, Age of Mythology is on Steam. I might have to pick that up.
No, you don't.
It's $30, dude. It's $30.
Shitty stuff.
For a 25-year-old game.
He has the money. He has the money. He should spend it.
Yeah. Right. These are the games that I want to play, man. I'm going through like
that's a lot of money for a game that's over 2 decades old.
Well, it's the special edition. It's the deluxe edition. All right, moving on here. Oh, I guess we're done with On the Radar. Let's talk about some games that we've actually been playing.
That was probably the longest On the Radar.
Yeah.
That was
ever.
Long.
And highlights
new record.
Can we hear about Fear 2? Because I don't think I actually finished that one, and I really want to hear about that, Bobby.
Fear 2? Yeah. There's really not a whole lot to say about it. Okay. So I was supposed to play Far Cry 2. Couldn't do it, man. Just didn't feel like playing. Though? Yeah, I played about an hour of it, okay. And it just felt like a really old version of the modern Far Cry games.
Right.
But there were some hilarious glitches in it, man. There was, oh my God, the game was bugging out on me all the time. Characters were doing weird shit. They would randomly levitate. A lot of funny stuff.
Do you still have it installed?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's one of these games where you can, I think they had some mods for it. I think you could do some wacky stuff in that game. I'm not sure. So before you uninstall, just check it out.
No, I'll continue to play it, maybe one day beat it. I want to beat all the Far Cry games. I love that series. But I decided to play Fear 2. It's an easy game to play through. It's fairly quick. Only took me about 7 hours. I played the first Fear a couple of times. I really enjoyed that game. 2 was good. It came out in 2009. I didn't realize the game was so recent. I was expecting it to be a little more dated, but it actually looked pretty good.
It's like a tactical FPS mixed in with some horror, right?
Not that tactical, not that much horror, some horror. I don't know. I played the whole game on stream, so nothing scary when you're playing on stream.
Yeah.
So there's not a whole lot to say about it. I mean, it's just a typical first-person shooter. The nail gun's in there. You don't get that till kind of late. Not really any boss fights. I don't know. It was fun. I enjoyed it, but there's nothing like super unique about it to me.
You burned through it pretty quick?
Yeah, I got through it quickly.
Yeah,
I want to check out Fear 3 at some point.
How was the gunplay? I guess if that's all there is.
I mean, Fear 1, I feel like, broke ground. Fear 2 was just kind of more of the same. It just looked better. And yeah, the guns felt great. But the plot, I'm a little confused on the plot. I got to go back and read the Wikipedia at the end. I don't want to spoil it. I guess it's 2009. It's almost 10 years old, but I still don't want to spoil the ending. But there was kind of a surprise at the end, and the whole Fear storyline is a little vague. They kind of lead you to believe that it may be something else, and like you don't really know for sure what's happening. It's very complicated.
Those are the best. I like games where you don't
know. Yeah, they're open to interpretation. Yeah.
In Fear, you're part of like a fire team it was like first encounter assault recon, I believe. And that means like part of a team that like they recon the type of like supernatural.
Yeah, you're like an elite squad that handles scary stuff, and your name is F.E.A.R.
That's it. Yeah
it's
it's pretty cheesy, but I thought it was pretty cool that they had like a recon team that was.
You're like the super serious Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
the Ghostbusters exactly. That carry guns and don't fuck around. Yeah,
cool. What's next?
Good game. I don't know. Why don't you guys talk about something? State of Decay 2. What's up with that?
I played it probably 2-3 hours on my own, and then today I played. Maybe an hour or two co-op. She, you played it as well?
Yes, I did.
Did you play only online?
I played it for about 4 hours co-op.
Oh, okay.
I started with two people, my brother and I, and then we had up to two people join in.
Okay. How much bugs did you guys run into?
Oh, one really funny one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
Basically, my brother was in the car, and it literally started having a seizure in the middle of the road.
Car did?
Yeah, and the car was... I actually have a clip on it somewhere on my Twitch. And the car was upheaving dirt and gravel, and it was just spewing out and just twitching and spasming. At one time, it wedged itself in between two parked cars, and it wouldn't stop until he got out of the car.
Weird.
It was super weird, but outside of that, that was virtually my only... very funny, but virtually the only glitch.
We ran into tons of bugs.
Ooh, what happened?
First of all, Nabi couldn't even play. Incidus could not even play. He was getting error 6. He looked up error 6. He says, right now there's no fix for error 6. Just, you're fucked.
Wow.
Yeah. Then Ray could not... so your characters get fatigued, and they have to sleep.
Yeah, it's a very tedious part of the game.
So you switch to another character, and that's, you know, you're not playing as a character, you're playing as a community. And he was not able to switch to any of my characters, so he had to go back to his game, switch his characters out, and then I'd have to resend them a new invite. Then he'd come back as a new character that's fresh and new. But that was a big hassle.
I think that was because you were the host, most likely, and he was a guest. I think that's what happened in my game too.
That's not the way it's supposed to.
Oh, okay. I just thought it was part of the game mechanic, and my brother would just leave the game and rejoin as soon as he needed to swap out a character.
Yeah. Now I guess if you push M, you can do it. He was able to do it once he came back after. Okay. So that's not the way. Anyway. So there's all this shit going on, which, like, if the game was a 10 and it had these problems, I could kind of look past it, but it's not a 10. It's like a, like a 7, and it has a bunch of problems.
Let's go ahead and summarize.
Sure.
Just very shortly, because I know we went into further detail about State of Decay
last week. Yeah.
How would you describe the game, or would you like for me to do that?
It's a up to a 4-player co-op. Zombie survival simulation.
Yes.
So it's not Left 4 Dead at all. It's much more Walking Dead. You start a community. You have things to worry about at that community. You start a garden. You start a medical kit. But for all of that stuff, you need to have materials. So you have to go and scrounge for materials.
It's very much almost Ark-esque in my impression of things, of course.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But versus those games where it is a little bit more Minecraft, where you're actually building up something. This one here, it restricts you to, a linear way of improving your community.
There's certain spots in your building that you can build on, and then you build on them, and then you might upgrade those things.
And then just like any other sim game, you require certain resources and you have to clear out certain areas and go out and collect resources in order to maintain basically that green bar.
How happy everybody has morale and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, at any point, did the loot respawn or did it just stays empty forever once you loot it?
I don't know. So the thing about State of Decay is you go out to different areas in the game, and each game has a set number of items that you can search through and collect.
Right.
I think some of it is randomly generated, but you do get a certain amount of resources. For instance, you need resources in regards to medic supplies, food, and
ammo,
ammunition, upgrades for your community, and certain different areas. Like you'll have to go to the gas station for gas or fuel.
It all makes sense.
You'll have to go to the
medical clinic for
food mart for food, and that's where you collect these resources.
And randomly, you might at a house find ammo or something.
Yeah,
like randomly to bonus.
Mm-hmm.
But
your inventory is pretty limited, so it's a lot of running back and forth.
Back and forth, yeah.
At least in the beginning, I'm sure as the further you go into the game, you go to these outposts, and then you're able to access your inventory. But then again, it's extremely tedious. It's a large map, and the zombies aren't I wouldn't say they're too easy, because the weapons that you have tend to break and you need resources to fix them. Your ammunition is limited, so it's not easy in the sense that this isn't Left 4 Dead. You're not going to have virtually unlimited ammo thrown at you.
What I did like about it is it seems realistic in that as long as you don't do stupid moves, you're going to be fine. If you don't make a bunch of noise and rustle a bunch of shit and break windows and
I would do that on purpose just to attract zombies because it wasn't difficult enough for me.
You're getting bored.
I was bored virtually the entire time I was playing this game.
Yeah.
And I love zombie games.
I do too. I think it gets better later on. I'm hoping because did you ever kill one of the hearts? The plague hearts?
Yes, I killed a couple.
That's a cool mechanic. That's probably my favorite mechanic in the game. So plague zombies are around the plague heart, which is this a boss out of Resident Evil 2. It's just like this source of evil. And you kill the plague zombies, you get up closer, and then you kill it. But as you're doing damage, more plague zombies come. So it's kind of like a little
survival wave kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a wave thing. But that, once it dies, all plague zombies in the area die, which is cool because you're you're opening up the map. But also, it tells the next plague heart that it's at risk, and it doubles up its defenses. So each plague heart you kill, the subsequent ones are going to be harder and harder and harder. So that's a cool mechanic. I've only got up to two, but
this game, it definitely seems like a Grindfest in the sense that you are constantly going out and collecting resources and picking up little quests and missions, but it doesn't seem very rewarding because I did build up my community to the point where they went from miserable and dying to at least happy.
Yeah.
Or in good standing. And it wasn't rewarding because I honestly didn't see enough appeal to... I don't feel like this game really makes you feel like you've mastered the element. At least not yet. Then again, I've only put about 4 or 5 hours into this game. So
yeah, I'm going to keep playing it. I was having more fun single player than multiplayer. Not because it was like my teammates were bad or anything, but it's just like there were so many problems with the multiplayer.
It was distracting you from the
fun. It was distracting. And also, kind of like, I forgot what other game. But so Ray was playing with me, but he wasn't. He wasn't really helping me. Basically, the only thing he helps with is combat, right? Like, they'll help you beat some guys up. But whatever he loots goes back to his game. So it doesn't really help you with your...
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so...
Are you sure?
Yeah, we were checking... Well, this is all... Fuck. This all I do know is that... Sorry, my mic's cutting out. There we go. All I do know is that, like, if he puts something in the storage unit and then I try to get that thing out... We had two completely different community storage units, even though it was community. So it didn't really make sense. I don't want to say for sure this is how it works, but it seems like whatever he loots goes back to his game, which is kind of cool in a way. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta play it more.
That way you can just join random people's games, but you can still progress your characters.
Yeah, but the way they did it, too, is weird. You'll go in. So let's say in my game, I was yellow and he was blue. You'd go into a building, and then there were certain things that only he could loot. Like, I couldn't even touch it. And I'd be like, hey, you got to come over here and loot it.
I like that because it offers a cooperative element to it.
That's what I said. That's the upside. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, there's something in the second bedroom on the left for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And at least you're talking about shit.
Yeah.
But on the downside, there's a lot more walking around. And said like, oh, that's not cleared until you go back and get that. That was a play card, what you just saw right there. Anyway, I'm not thrilled with it. I wish I liked it more.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a bad game.
I wouldn't call it a bad game. Very slow moving.
This game is what, $60 or included in the Xbox Pass for
10 bucks? It's only $30.
Outside of the connectivity issues and the bugs, it is very much a decent game to pick up and try, but I would not pay the full amount for it.
I don't know. I feel like if I do put in the time, which I'm not going to most likely, and my community was thriving and stuff and everything was going good, and I was in, it feels like this is a game where you get invested in your little ant farm and you like to
watch. It's almost like The Sims.
Yeah, exactly. With zombies.
I was thinking Stardew, actually, at the beginning of this segment.
No.
The Sims focuses a lot more on relationships and mood levels, keeping people happy and balancing several different things.
That's virtually what it is, except with a zombie apocalypse and with a sandbox world.
Now, keep in mind, I've never played The Sims or Stardew, so I'm just like throwing those names out there because that's what I associate it with.
Okay.
The car part's fun. You can open your door and slam it into zombies.
Yeah, I saw that. That looked pretty interesting.
Apparently, while my brother was driving the car, a zombie was beating up my door, and it broke the door off. I didn't do anything to shake the door. I just kind of ignored the fact that there was a zombie on the car.
It's not terrible. I would very highly recommend anybody who hasn't done it yet. All you have to do is push the Windows key on your keyboard. If you have Windows 10, click the Xbox app, get the 14-day free trial. You get to try this and Sea of Thieves out for free. Why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, and
plus many other games.
The other games. I haven't played the single player, but when my brother and I were playing it, we felt like there weren't enough hands in the pot. We needed more people to help us get out there, collect as much loot, maybe prioritize different things. Maybe one person complete quests. But that's the thing. The people that were playing with the host can't be too far away from the host. They are restricted to proximity.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
oh.
Which doesn't make it feel authentically
multiplayer. Wait, did you say you wanted to be on your own on a multiplayer game? That's weird.
No, I didn't say that. No, I wanted to do the buddy system and spread out. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Buddy system is the opposite of spread out.
No. I know.
I'm just saying every game we play together, you run off.
You know, like two people could go do this and then just...
Be more
productive.
Yeah.
I said this game was very tedious, very repetitive, and very slow moving. So
Piece of shit. Piece of shit, you say.
That's what I'm getting out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't heard you guys say anything redeeming about it.
I haven't heard anyone say anything redeeming about it. Yeah. It's not just you guys. I've not heard anything good about this game. I haven't heard a lot of people say, like, outright bad things about this game. Yeah. But I think that's because there wasn't a lot of hype. Nobody was like, oh, my God, State of Decay 2. Yeah,
nobody was expecting it, I guess.
Yeah. I didn't even know it was coming out like until you guys told me.
I feel like it was announced, and then it was here.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
That's how I, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I heard it on this podcast.
If you can play it for free, play it for free. Let's move on.
All right. I've been playing a little game called 12 is Better Than 6. Thank you to Willie, you know the dude that hooks it up with the free games all the time.
The German guy?
We don't know if he's German yet. He might be Russian.
Oh, Russian or European guy.
Pretty sure he's talking to me through Google Translate. Okay. But he hooks me up with games all the time, and he gave me this one, which I had my eye on for a while. When it came out, it struck me just visually. There's something about it.
I played this game. I covered this on the podcast long time ago.
I thought I heard something about it before. Okay. But yeah, Bobby, I watched you play it. Really
cool. It feels like it felt like we had talked about it before. I didn't know if someone had played it. It's like Hotline Miami, basically.
Yeah, almost exactly.
The only problem with this, I mean, it's got four acts, and I'm working my way through them. I wish that would stop playing music every time I open a Steam video. But the problem with it is it's all black and white. It looks stenciled, almost like drawn with a pencil.
Right.
And it's very difficult to discern the enemies from the environment. I can't tell you how many times I've died just because all of a sudden enemy standing still just shot me.
And it's pretty much like a one-shot kill everything, right?
Die from one shot. Yeah, you get shot, you're dead.
Yeah.
Once you shoot them, there's blood, and the blood is red, but it's really, that's the only color in this game.
So all you see from the top-down POV is
sombreros.
The top of people's hats. So you're shooting hats, essentially.
Yeah, it looks like it, yeah.
But when they go down, you can see like their whole body. Yeah.
So that's my big complaint about the game, but that being said, I actually like it. I'm not following the story too well, but the gameplay is kind of fun. It's like Hotline Miami, but it doesn't seem like the game's trying to force you into this really fast, repetitive play where if you mess up, you just start again. And that's cool. I mean, that's a cool way of doing that because you feel like a badass when you have that one run through that works and you've done it all super quickly. This kind of encourages stealth a little bit more and a more calculated playthrough of each level.
Yeah, there's takedowns, right? Or at least stealth
weapons. If you get them from behind, then they go down in one shot.
Yeah.
So I'm on the second act. I'm a little over halfway through it, I think. I'll probably finish this. It retails for $9.99. I mean, not a terrible price for it, but it's been in bundles. It's often on sale. This is one that you can pick up on a discount. If you like Hotline Miami, it's probably worth it.
And hats.
And hats.
Even has some DLC.
That's pretty realistic because the Mexican is killing a bunch of white guys with no problem at all.
Yeah, it takes place in 1873. So when was that? I'm trying to think of what's going on around that
time. That was right after 1872 and right before 1874.
Oh, okay. There it is.
Was that right after the Civil War?
Civil War ended, 1865?
Yeah.
Yeah, so shortly after that. Yeah, I don't know. Decent game. 12 is better than 6. I'm assuming that's referring to the rounds in a 6 shooter.
Maybe he has two of them.
Yeah, he's got two of them.
All right. McCree has the top-down shooter.
What is it? What is that goddamn movie? I don't know. At some point, somebody's seen up on stage, and Seth, the fat one.
Seth Rogen?
Rogen.
No, the fat one.
Seth Rogen.
His buddy, the fat one.
Jonah Hill.
Oh, Jonah Hill,
He leans in and he goes, I just went 6 to 12. And I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Oh, okay.
Chub to full throttle?
Yeah, chub to full throttle. That's a nice way to put it.
Okay, yeah, talking about the clock. 12.
Yeah. You on this, Bobby?
Yep, I get it. All right. Who's been playing Deus Ex, Mankind Divided?
I have. I've put about 2 hours into it. Just like the first one, it's not for me, I don't think. I know these games are really well regarded.
Mm-hmm. By the first one, which one are you referring to?
I'm sorry, Human Revolution.
Human Revolution, yeah.
Yeah, I played it for like 2-3 hours. They forced me into the stealth mode. I don't want to play stealth. And you need stealth in order to progress.
That's the one thing I did not like about Deus Ex.
Yeah. and I like to go loud. This actually allows you to go loud. As far
it allows you to.
Yeah, so far that I've been playing it. You know, when you start your mission, you can go you can ask him for non-lethal weapons or lethal weapons. And I went with lethal, and then I've been going loud in every room. But that's not okay because the gunplay feels awful.
Yeah, it's RPG first.
Yeah, it's an RPG first. But like when you're playing Far Cry 4, the gunplay, that's an RPG, but the gunplay feels better than it does in this. I'm not saying that it's terrible. I'm just saying it doesn't feel like any other shooter at all. Hmm. It feels weird. Everything feels weird about it. And so I know that it's like considered a really good game, but I'm just going to give it another shot.
I think it's conflicting too much with your natural instincts when it comes to playing a shooter. And I can kind of empathize with how you feel towards Deus Ex.
Yeah.
Because other RPG shooters, for instance, Mass Effect, gives you the opportunity to play how you want to play.
Yeah.
Being the different classes and different abilities and weapons you can use. So the variety there, you can kind of hone it to exactly what kind of combat style you want. Deus Ex, when I tried it out, even though it was for a very short time.
This one or?
Not this one.
Okay,
Human Revolution.
Yeah.
But even for, and the one that really forced you to play stealthily.
Right.
Otherwise, it would just punish you.
It's frustrating. It's
terrible.
Super punishing. Yeah. And so, therefore, it was hard to enjoy it because it didn't really feel like you had independence even over your own character.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we agree on something, G.
Fist bump. There you go. Nice. Yeah.
This one does let you go. Do whatever you want.
That.
You can do whatever you want. It doesn't seem to punish you too bad. But like I said, it doesn't feel right. I'm going to keep playing a little bit more, but not too much unless...
Not with a smile on my face.
I'm going to be very upset the whole time. But it is a beautiful game.
It is. It does look pretty.
Yeah. Even the character models, like humans don't...
He looks just like my ex-boyfriend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
No, not really. Not him. Not that.
Everybody looks like your ex-boyfriend.
You have a lot of exes.
No, I don't. I just date such a range of people that basically, yeah.
Yeah, you date like three people in your life, but they all look like somebody in the game.
Jenna Hill did that.
I've already played golf. I already covered Golf It probably twice on this podcast, so you go ahead.
Bobby.
Tell me about Golf It.
Did you? I played it for the first time.
So
we had a bunch of people playing it on the DLG server. Rubbernuts was setting it up.
He got it together because he was trying to do it the night before.
You can't ignore Rubbernuts because he will just harass you and get
he'll
the fun on
you.
Here.
But in a good way.
In a good way.
Well, it's a little difficult to tell because he was saying, hey, tomorrow night. And I'm like, wait, your tomorrow night or my tomorrow night? Because he's in Australia.
But no, he definitely goes by U.S. time.
I think he caters. Yeah, he caters to U.S. time. Yeah.
But we managed to get a whole bunch of people together. Had a great time hanging out late night playing Golf It. I think Emilio described the differences between Golf It and Golf With Friends fairly well the last time we brought it up. That game, the only purpose it serves, it's like when you have a poker night. Mm-hmm. You're not really taking it that seriously. It's more of an excuse to
some people do.
I mean, some people do, but really it's just like an excuse for everybody to get together, smoke some cigars, have some drinks, and, have some fun and just like bullshit. And it's that exact kind of environment with Golf It. We even got like some of the randos on our Discord, and another one of them turned out to be from Australia as well.
Yeah.
Bogan?
I don't know.
Bulldog?
No,
Bulldog?
Some random guy that night.
Yeah. I mean, it was good times. It's the perfect game at the end of the night when everybody's winding down, just like Golf With Friends was.
Yeah. And
but I'm curious, how is Golf It different from Golf With Friends?
Graphics are better, and the big one, two other things. You know where the pin is. You can see through walls to see where the pin is. You might not know how to get there, but at least you know the direction. Mm-hmm.
You can press V and go free cam and just float around the map and find out where it is.
Oh, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
So Golf With Friends with better game mechanics.
Yeah, and the biggest one for me was, like, in Golf With Friends, you can memorize how much power to hit where, and you'll just get a hole in one every time because it was a power meter, mm-hmm. kind of like, I think kind of like Madden, where it goes up and down, and then you click it. This one, you have to hit it with kinetic energy from the mouse.
Yeah.
So you're like flicking your mouse at the ball.
You pull your mouse back and push
you
it forward.
You'll never master that. You'll never get the exact same one two times in a row, you know? Mm. So you can't memorize the maps, basically. There's only six maps right now, so that kind of sucks.
Yeah, but there is DLC a lot. Maps. There's a lot of user DLC content. Right. Yeah, they've got a Steam Workshop.
Yeah, yeah.
So Sniper picked one out, and we played that one. That was, and just it was
garbage.
It was very interesting.
It was
called YouTuber's Dream or YouTuber's Delight or something like that. And you could tell it was one that was meant to be a little showy. So that was interesting.
Yeah, they definitely showed off some mechanics that weren't in the actual the standard six maps.
Yeah, they had like a Plinko one.
So just to round this up, it's $8.
Nine bucks.
You can buy it, just have it in your inventory, come on our Discord, and just wait for the next party. Like, it's worth it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely gonna play this more. This is a lot of fun with
it's
friends.
Good to have
maybe
in
we
your pocket,
should
just
have a giveaway, perhaps.
Yeah. Maybe we can do it. Can be one of those games next week that we give away.
Yeah, sounds good. Especially since it's $8, $9.
Yeah, get those cheap ones.
I want to say thanks to King Bob for sending me a copy of Planetary Annihilation Titans. I did not play the first one, Planetary Annihilation, so I don't really know the difference between this one and Titan. I know that there's Titans, obviously. There's giant, really, when I say giant, you're probably talking about 1,000-foot tall robots. They're gigantic. The whole thing about Planetary Annihilation is that it's an RTS, and a lot of RTSs go with different races or different factions, and those have their own different units. On this game, everybody has the exact same setup. You have the exact same tanks, exact same everything. There's different paths you can go down, but where they excel here is you're not just dealing with like a small area. You're dealing with a planet, and then they might start on a different planet.
Almost like Risk.
Never played Risk, so I don't know. Yeah, I know. And so, like, the first guy to get a satellite up, is if you're on the same planet, has a huge, advantage, because you know where he is and he doesn't know where you are, right? So you want to try to get that satellite up. Anyway, it has a lot to do with planets. You can actually even, if you have a moon on your planet, you can build a rocket booster on it and fly the moon into the other guy's planet and wreck it. It's fucking awesome. There's nukes. There's all kinds of shit. Like, it really feels super duper epic.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking awesome, man.
How much is it?
I think $40.
Oh, it retails for $40, but this game is often on sale or part of bundles.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I might even have a copy of this.
Yeah.
Well, before you play this game, you did play this game, Emilio.
I do have a copy. Maybe we'll give that away at the end of the show.
See, he has it.
This is from Uber Entertainment. They made Super Monday Night Combat. This was the project they were working on afterwards. And I remember on the PC Gamer podcast them talking about this when it was in development, and it sounded so cool. And I was very excited for it, but I think things kind of fell apart in development. Maybe not this one, but the original Planetary Annihilation.
Yeah, I think that one fell through, and then this Titans, I think it's great. So I'm notoriously really bad at RTSs because I get so stressed out.
You never had that background experience with Risk.
No. Oh,
Risk.
Because once you get to the point where, like, you're going to invade another planet, you got to make a cargo ship, right? And it's got to pick up a builder bot. The builder bot's got to fly to the other planet without getting detected. It's got to land. It's got to land the builder bot. The builder bot has to open a portal, and then that portal has to be connected to the portal back at your own planet, and then you can start finally moving guys through and then wage war. And once I got to that point in the game, like, I had taken like 8 or 9 planets down. I'm like, this shit's easy. I was playing on easy, by the way.
Taking a big risk there, Emilio.
Calm down, Emilio. leave the puns to this guy. Once it got to that point where, like, the enemy started on a different planet, it got way too stressful for me. There's nothing wrong with the game. It's just like RTSs are just hard for me.
Won't risk it.
Sometimes you just gotta power that joke through. You know it's gonna work. Eventually. It's gonna land.
Oh my goodness. You guys played a little more Deep Rock Galactic. I haven't picked it up at all.
Yeah, Bobby played for the first time today, but I don't know how much he got to play. Two maps?
All I'm curious about, yeah, we did Bobby, two missions. Is what class did you go?
I didn't have much of a choice. They needed a scout because there's three people playing, and ooh, that's who I played.
Yeah,
he picked up really fast.
I think he's the least powerful, but at least utilitarian. Yeah. Like, he's just not very
good.
He's
got the best shotgun damage at a certain spread, but other than that, no.
He's not very good. Maybe he's very good at, like, at reviving people, because he can get to people.
Mobility and mission objective.
Yeah, the grappling hook was very useful.
Yeah.
I found that very useful.
So elaborate, Bobby. We've been talking about it for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, first impressions, I liked it. My only concern is, does it really have that staying power? I really enjoy games where everybody has a role to fulfill, and if everybody does their job correctly, then you accomplish whatever mission that you're all set out to do, and this is exactly that. The missions, do they vary in length? Or are they all about the same length?
Yeah, they vary in length.
They vary depending on, the map and
how fast you get things done. Because it could be like get, what's the black one that you have to get all the time?
Oh, Morkite?
Morkite. It could be 200 Morkite, and since every level is randomly generated, you could have 150 Morkite in the first cavern, and you'll be done. You'll be out of there in no time at all.
And once you get that, you can essentially leave.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they also have you pick up other rare items, and if you overlook just one, you'll find yourself spending another 10, 15 minutes looking for that missing puzzle piece.
Sometimes you just leave without it.
That it gets a little too repetitive. That's my only concern. I mean, you are leveling up your character, and that's exciting. You get better and better at what you're doing. But is it pretty much the same format when you go on a mission? You have an objective to collect a certain amount of things. You have to go from area to area by finding the brown wall, and then you have to make your escape out of there to get back.
Yep.
That's pretty much, yeah, that's the standard formula.
You play the two types. There's the kill type, and then there's the mine type.
Yeah.
And we did them both. But what keeps it fresh is the areas and the caverns. And Minnie, how much time? 5 hours we've put in, maybe more?
Yeah, maybe more.
And we saw something completely new today, like a completely new biome. That it was like a poison-filled cavern with sticky ground. We hadn't seen anything like it ever before. To Bobby, it was novel because it was his second game. But for us, I was like really blown away because I hadn't seen anything remotely like this before.
Yeah.
And there was plants that spit out poison. And on that same vein, there's tons of shit Bobby hasn't seen that we've seen.
Oh, yeah, right.
And one thing I can see about this game, even though I haven't gone back and played it, it's that there are different strategies, really, depending on who you're playing with, too, different play styles. Virtually, if you're playing with somebody like Dwarf Furious, you let him do all the work and you just run around and do whatever you want. Or if you're playing with somebody like me, you're just waiting for something horrible.
While she runs away. Guys, I'm a scout. Don't worry.
Honestly, I survived two hordes myself.
But we're like three versus a horde.
I still don't understand how the grappling hook works, Bobby. Is there a cooldown or can you just do it?
Is it unlimited?
But it's got you can only use it to a certain distance. I can't like shoot up. Like, you remember that big cavern we were in that was super deep?
Yeah.
You fell down immediately, Minnie. Took a nice dive right down there.
You don't want your step.
You can't shoot it. You know, this worked sometimes and sometimes it didn't. I was trying to jump off a ledge, then shoot it while I was in midair. And I don't think that works. I think you have to be standing. However, if you shoot it down to the ground, it'll break your fall.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it will.
So you won't take any fall damage. So it was useful, and it actually it made it really convenient to get around. I don't know. I like the game. I like the design. I just worry it's something that's going to get old quickly. But
I understand your concerns because for me, it didn't get old because I didn't play it enough. But it's not luring me back. Mm-hmm. I would play it only if the right people were playing it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't play it with just Minnie. But Amelia and Minnie?
The new environments are cool, but it's also like Starbound. Remember where they said like every planet is unique? And they were. But
it's all just made from the same stuff.
It's basically the same thing. They just change a thing here or two and a color palette there and... Yeah,
I mean, we've played 5 hours, and I can't wait to play this. I love playing this game.
Yeah, we've only played it on medium difficulty today, So
yeah,
there's still
is
like
that
two
Hazard
more.
Hazard 2 or Hazard 3?
Hazard 2.
Mm. Hazard 3 is fun.
I thought we were doing threes.
I really want to get into Hazard 4 and see how that works.
We all die is what happens.
Except me.
Yeah,
for you.
Saving your ass.
I can't answer for you, Bobby, but for me, there's at least 5 hours of content.
So what's Hazard 4?
Just difficulty.
Just difficulty goes up. Difficulty. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's expert realism.
Which is good. I mean, Killer 4 too is the same shit over and over again, but the difficulty is what makes it challenging and gives it the replay value. Yep. So as long as you're playing those difficult quests, then yeah. I mean, the last one we did, only two of us made it out alive. So,
yeah.
You know, that was definitely a little out of my league because I was fairly new to the game, but
one needs to survive.
I love how many yelled out as he was falling. I believe he's like, "Oh shit, I fell!" And as he's falling, before he hit, he knew he's dead. He's like, "Leave me."
That's funny. That's awesome.
And we did. Yeah, I didn't even turn around. I was just digging my way to that.
Didn't even look back.
Yep.
All right. Someone's been playing Titanfall 2.
Yeah, I played Titanfall 2 yesterday. It was the campaign.
Cool.
From start to finish, I played it on stream.
I'm surprised that you beat the game. I didn't know at what point you were in the game, but it looked like you were just starting it and then beat it 4 hours later. That was
It took
about
me
the whole
4.5 hours to beat the game. I did on hardest difficulty.
Yeah.
I beat the game before.
Why is it so short?
It's
Why
a
is
multiplayer
it so many?
Game.
Yeah, it's mostly a multiplayer.
Practically
game.
Micro.
I liked it.
Yeah, it's but the campaign
micro
is
campaign.
Awesome. I think it's my favorite single player first person shooter campaign.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
because it was short.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool.
No,
definitely.
4.5 I hours. It. I mean
that's me after knowing what to do in the game. Like I've already beat it before and it took me 4.5 hours to beat it.
Okay.
So it was like almost a speed run.
Yeah, nearly a speed run. Like it's been I beat it when it first came out. I think it was like at the end of 2016.
That's a weird pick. How were you just like, what am I going to stream tonight? Oh, I'll just play this game that I already
played. I
wasn't
even planning on streaming. I was playing it, and then a friend said, hey, you should stream that. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll stream it.
Okay.
And then I just started the game over because I was only 15 minutes in, so I started from start to finish.
From top to bottom, this is one of the most underrated games.
First-person shooters, yeah.
Yeah. Ever. Like, if you haven't played it, pick it up for cheap. You can go play.
Yeah, it goes on sale for like $10.
You're going to get wrecked online, but when you finally do get a mech and you roll up on somebody and you tear them up, cool. It'll be
Titans
worth it.
Titans, Emilio?
Yeah. Titans, sorry.
Yeah, it's constantly on a subreddit. I'm part of Patient Gamers. Like, every month somebody posts, like, I just played Titanfall 2 for the first time and it was, like, the greatest experience I've ever had.
And for $10, it's worth, even if you don't like playing online and you're not really that kind of person, you can just play the $10 and play the 4 hour single player, and it's rewarding.
So it's $30, but this is part of the $10 a month. Oh, this is EA Access.
Yeah, so for EA Access, I believe it's $32 for the entire year, something like that. And you, if you pay for the, it's. I want to say it's like $13 a month, but if you pay for the entire year, you get the whole thing for $32. You get so many fucking games. I mean, I haven't used it in months, but it doesn't matter because I already got my $32 worth in Titanfall alone. I have, and then now Battlefield 1 is on there. There's all kinds of shit. I own Battlefield 1 as well, outright, but there's just a bunch of shit. It's totally worth it. It's probably the best deal in gaming right now, I would say, is EA Access.
You say, yeah, I still don't have it.
Yeah,
but you say it's great all the time.
Bobby, do we have time? Can we pull up and just say a few things that are on there?
Yeah. So is it EA Access now, or is it Origin Access?
Origin Access, I believe.
Well, they called it EA Access on that website, right. But I've always thought it was Origin Access.
And I know this is going to get a little confusing, but let's go back really quick to the Xbox One. Once you do the 14-day free trial, also play Forza Horizon 3. Best racing game I've played in years. That's another thing. But now let's go back to the Origin. There's a bunch of shit on here that you can play. There's Mass Effect Andromeda.
Tyranny's
there's Titanfall
there.
2. Tyranny, I don't know what that is. The Sims, all the Sims. Mirror's Edge, both of them. Battlefield 1. Both Titanfalls. All the Mass Effects, I believe. Mad Max, which is, I love that game. Plants vs. Zombies. I never played that. I'm going to play that.
I played that, actually.
The Garden Warfare?
Yeah, I never reviewed that, did I?
No, I want to play that.
Next time.
Crysis 3. Lost Castle is really good. Bobby and I both really like that game. Lego Prison Batman, Architect is a great game.
1 and 3.
Torchlight 2. It goes on and on. All for $32. So
for the year.
Yeah, for the year.
It just keeps going. There's more games.
So I have Origin Access. I for some reason, I keep on uninstalling Origin on my computer. I'm just kidding.
That's a lot of games.
I'm kidding.
Pillars of Eternity.
I forget to load up Origin.
Pillars of Eternity got like Game of the Year by some
PC Gamer.
Yeah, PC Gamer or somebody.
Yeah,
it's like a really good game. So on and on and on for $32. So I should be sponsored by EA.
That's awesome.
Cool. All right. So I feel like we've been streaming a lot.
This week we have.
Yeah, we keep like going up against each other. Like I won't stream because you guys are streaming or whatever.
No. No.
I think that's just you. You're being the nice one.
Yeah.
No, I like it. I really like that we're putting ourselves out there. I'm happy to be back streaming. And a big part of me getting back into streaming is also because I'm trying to help along my little brother become more acquainted. It's literally his first week of streaming after
and your setup
egging
is
him for
dope,
5 years.
Right?
And I'm constantly improving my stream little by little.
It looks great.
Slowly
you
but
look
surely.
Super pro.
Thank you.
Back to streaming round 4.
More in like 17. But no, which is absolutely extraordinary. I kind of consider myself to be one of the most pleb and or like scrub streamers out there in terms of the amount of effort put in over the long time
that
I've been on it. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm more of a gamer than I am a streamer. So streaming is only, I only stream when I feel in a good mood. You know, I don't feel obligated to stream. I don't stream because I'm like, oh, I got to build my numbers. I got to get to partner.
That's not a business for you.
That's not what motivates me to stream. I enjoy streaming because I enjoy the people that come hang out with me. And I just enjoy just all the interactions while gaming itself. And luckily enough, since I've gotten back into streaming, I had some crazy shit happen to me. And a big part of it was just people hosting me.
Was it that hosted you?
I'm so incredibly humbled. I don't know these people at all. So you know how congested Twitch is, especially now. Compared to 4 years ago when I started, Twitch is extremely so much more contested. I was on Twitch right when Justin TV turned Twitch. So I've
contested
been on Twitch for
or
very...
Congested?
Did I say congested?
You said them both, so I don't know which
one. Oh, I said both?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Congested.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In which way? You're like so many people, many more people watching?
Yeah. Okay. There's so many more people watching and so many people streaming.
Oh, okay.
So it's harder.
Ends.
It's harder to build your numbers now than it has been ever before.
Right, right.
Luckily enough, I was hosted by a huge PUBG player. His name is Visions. Spell VSNZ. Mm-hmm. And he hosted me with over 650 people and I nearly died. And I, you know, my voice was quivering. I was shaking. My palms are sweating right now, even talking about it. Okay. And one of his mods was gifting subs to my channel and I didn't even have a picture for the alert and I don't even have an emote for my channel. So I was very embarrassed. I was like, please don't host me. I'm not worth it.
You look very nervous right now. Like
It's just like one of those
you're
things
turning
where
colors,
it's like, I know, like, see, it's
I'm
like,
watching you turn colors. Like, you're the color of your hat right now.
I know. It might be the tequila, but whatever. But the thing is, it's like, I was totally just humbled to be graced by his attention. Yes, he plays with Dr. Disrespect, and he also just recently joined TSM. And so he's a big name out there. I honestly had never heard of him before. And that's just because I'm not a huge presence on Twitch.
Yeah.
I might know who Dr. Disrespect is. I might know who Ninja is. But all the other big names out there that I should know, I don't know.
I've watched Shroud do this. Like, he'll just randomly pick somebody.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And but when Shroud does it, it's like 40,000 people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then, so this guy was playing like fucking Ultima Online or something. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Like,
no way.
Really throwback. And he was like, yeah, I'm just going to build the door here and go over here. And he goes, wait, what's going on? What? Dude.
Oh,
dude, what's going on with my stream, dude? And then when they come in, they're not like...
They're raining, so it's emojis
for like,
days.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like, Shroud is coming, Shroud is coming. What?
Oh, my gosh.
What? And then, it's awesome.
Oh, that's so cool.
There's a compilation.
So I got a taste of that. Yeah.
There's a compilation of like people doing this on Twitch. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, that's so cool. And what's crazy is that literally the next time I streamed, it happened again. And I am so undeserving. And it happened from Steven FRA. So I do want to shout out to him too. And they told me he was a bounty hunter. And I'm like, okay, what does he play? You know, like, you know, yeah, he's probably really good at shooters. But literally, this is an IRL streamer that hunts bounties.
Oh.
And these bounties are people who don't show up to court.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's some Korean guy that can grow a beard. I've never seen a live stream of his, but that's one person also that just like totally flexed their shit onto me, and it was crazy. Huh. It's not a regular thing. In fact, I've been on Twitch for over 4 years, guys. So this is the first time it's ever happened to me. So I'm extremely, extremely...
And you got a ton of subs out of it, or I mean, followers.
I did. I think I got over 100 followers because of this.
Damn.
In 1 week, and then at least 30 subs.
Damn.
Which is crazy. Yeah.
Congrats,
so I'm
dude.
Not going to quit streaming anytime soon.
Cool.
But then again, I'm not loading up my stream even expecting anything
yeah, of
more
course.
Than what I've ever really and like, you know.
But if you put yourself out there, what is it? Was it something about like opportunity? Is effort plus luck. Anyway, you have to be out there
cool.
in order for these things
like
to happen.
Equation.
But
yeah.
when you're not streaming, these things aren't going to happen.
The opportunities definitely, they landed there. So,
oh, yeah.
And it, if anything, it did push me to improve my stream and really put more effort into it. And I did. So I actually hired a graphic artist, a couple different graphic artists, to create my emotes. So I have emotes that are pending for approval currently.
Cool.
And yeah.
Congratulations.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
So envious of that.
All I can say is thank you. So thank you to Visions. Big shout out and to all of his supporters. And thank you to Steven FRA.
Very quickly, I wanted to talk about Ruiner again because this is like... Only because people shit on me all the time for playing things for 2 hours and then like reviewing it or at least talking about it or whatever. Or maybe I'll play it for 10 minutes and like you don't give a full review.
This game is so gorgeous.
And this is what happened with this game. Like I love this game. Remember last week it was fantastic and all this stuff. Then I go back to it and it just got everything else after that was so repetitive. You find fight the same boss six, seven times. It just, in that way, it kind of sucks. It got really close. I mean, I was enjoying it, but it was just getting so repetitive and it almost overstated its welcome, but it didn't. Like, I was getting to the point where, like, oh my God, I got to literally fight this guy a seventh time. And it even said, like, are you ready to kill me again? Dot, dot, dot. I was like, fuck you, dude. And,
it's
yeah,
like
so like,
of war.
Had there been one more level, I don't even know if I would have played it. So I got really like, I was just like, ugh, too much of this of a good thing, you know. But no, I was like, please be done, and it was done, and I was like, all right, sweet. So anyway, I could still highly recommend it, but it's not as perfect as I was flaunting it to be.
This makes you want
piece
to play,
of shit, you say?
Fury, you ever play Fury?
No.
It's the game looks very similar to this, but it's just nothing but boss battles, like the whole way.
Oh, gotcha.
It's 1v1 boss battle.
And it's on like, Steam?
It is on Steam.
Fury?
F-U-R-I.
Oh, yeah, game, all or? Caps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that game.
Yeah, it's a pretty good game, and I played
F-U-R-I, Bobby.
I think it's F-U-R-I.
Oh.
Might be wrong. But yeah, it's a good game. I played a little bit of it. Yeah, there you go. And it's kind of like, what was that, samurai, Afro-samurai type?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
I think I played this as well.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get back into this.
Very stylish.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And it's like cool. Always fighting different bosses, and they all have like different stages, like three different stages.
Yeah.
Very. This is free on PlayStation Plus or whatever that is called.
Oh, yeah.
And very positive reviews. So,
yeah, cool. It's a good game. I'm going to get back into it now.
What's next?
Got some news to talk about.
Ooh. So
that's all the games. I don't know if anyone really played RuneScape here, but I saw this.
I definitely did in high school.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. So RuneScape Classic is closing. What is RuneScape Classic? Do you know?
Yeah, well, it was like the original RuneScape that I think they made the 3D version like 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And RuneScape Classic was like 2001 to 2007.
Like one of the first MMOs, right?
It was a free to play.
Like an online MMO. Oh, sorry. Of course, MMOs are online, but a
free to play.
Oh, it wasn't web browser. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Browser based. Yeah, it was first on the JGEX software way back in the day.
Damn, I wonder how many people were playing at the end.
People still play RuneScape Classic. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've seen a lot of people playing this on stream. Again, hot streamers like pull this up and play it between rounds. I don't know. It looks so old, and I never played it back in the day, so I don't think I could get into it.
No, there's really no reason to now.
Yeah.
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 But I think there's still a version of it out there that is working.
I feel like if a game...
Like a premium version.
Yeah. If an online game is lasting that long, outside of Counter-Strike and MOBAs, of course... I feel like most of the appeal or the elements of appeal are strictly nostalgia. Oh, and EVE Online. But like RuneScape, I feel like the appeal is strictly to nostalgia. Yeah. Because they're not updating the game, are they?
I have no idea.
No idea.
Ragnarok, I feel like, would be like opened up that private server. I feel like most people were going back just for the nostalgia element.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or people have been playing it so long, they're super invested.
Oh.
And that's why they never leave.
Can't stop, won't stop.
I put 10,000 hours in this game. How can I leave now?
Yeah.
And then they shut it down on you.
Yep. All right. I apologize to our people watching the stream. The bid rate is fluctuating terribly.
Yeah, my internet's been shitty down here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mexico.
Something outside of our control. We apologize. Next bit of news here. This is upsetting. Total Biscuit dies at the age of 33.
R.I.P. That's such a young age.
Yep.
So he was diagnosed with cancer in 2014, and I remember when this was announced, and they said it was terminal. Like, he doesn't have a long time to live. So we knew this was coming, but damn. Yeah, that sucks. He was a very big...
YouTube personality?
Yeah, YouTube game critic, but he was like an icon in gaming.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so this is obviously... He's very big for, like, consumer advocacy. I don't know. Did you guys watch his videos?
I watched his YouTube channel.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of it, but not a whole lot.
I watched videos here and there just based on my searches, because he was so prominent in he'd be there.
Yeah, he had a series called, you know, WTF is, and then whatever the name of the game was.
Oh, I've seen those.
And it was a very long format.
It was like a 30 minute
of the game. Yeah, they were like 30-40 minutes, and he really got into the game, and he started up the game, and he just started playing it, and you saw everything, like, from the beginning, just how it was. Like, it wasn't dressed up, it wasn't like scripted. And it was a long format. Like, you had to have some time to dedicate to it, but it was a really great way to know what a game was all about.
Before spending $60.
Yeah, exactly. Before spending your money on it. And that's really hard to do sometimes. Like, even if you read a review or if you watch a YouTube review, you don't get a good idea what the game's about. But I found his videos to be really enlightening in that sense.
They had a Steam curator group as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which still exists. So I guess his wife is going to be continuing his channel and continuing his work to some degree.
Hmm. Good luck to her. That's a hard...
Yeah, it's big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But too bad.
Bummer.
All right.
Next up, Apple rejects Valve's Steam Link game streaming app.
Yeah, we were talking about how cool that's going to be.
Yeah.
And then they said that it was conflicting with their Apple TV. Well, they didn't come out and say Apple TV, yeah, but it kind of conflicts with them, I guess.
Apple is very picky about what they let on their Apple Store.
Yeah,
but they can go fuck themselves, because only idiots have Windows, Apple's phones anymore.
By choice.
Yeah.
Nobody has it by choice.
That's the thing. If you want to, if you're a serious PC gamer and you want to make the most of your experience via, you know, anything, I feel like you have to stick to Android. Or anything that isn't Apple. You just can't touch Apple, because Apple's never going to work in your favor.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Apple's good for some stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Not for gaming.
I mean, you can play games on Macs. But, yeah, they do make it a little more difficult. Like, the reason Overwatch isn't on Macs is not Blizzard's fault. That has to do with Apple.
It's because you need a right click on Overwatch.
Apples have right click. I don't know why people don't know this. Even the mice that don't have two distinct buttons, they have a right click built into them. I think it just comes automatically disabled in Mac software. You have to go into the settings and enable it. But I don't know. Macs, they aren't as bad as a lot of people think they are. If you're in some sort of production environment, they can actually be pretty useful, and they're perfect for people who are just not good with computers. Like, they're really easy to use, and there's a lot less that you can fuck up about them. So, I mean, I wish everybody at my work used Macs. Like, I totally wish that was the case. I would have to deal with so many less problems if that were the case.
Anytime anybody asks me about computers, I'm like, if you're going to game, get a PC. If anything else, just get a Mac. If you don't know
it's
anything,
worth the money. They last longer. They retain value longer. Yep. Yeah. No, they're fine. But I don't know. I haven't had an iPhone in almost 10 years, so less than that.
I hate to say this, but do we have fucking viruses licked? Like, I haven't heard anybody say that, like, oh, shit, I got a virus and my shit's all fucked up.
They certainly aren't what they used to be.
Yeah.
They really aren't. There's more protect. Like, you used to have, like, an antivirus, and that would have to constantly be updated because of zero-day threats. And nowadays, it's like...
Windows Defender
is but the protection's built into everything. It's built into Chrome. It's built into your applications. Like, things are just a lot safer these days.
So. I haven't downloaded antivirus in probably, like, 8 years.
I'm never buying tequila and TJ again. I've been drinking this entire bottle and barely buzzed.
Dude,
probably
it depends on how much you spent. Mexico has, like, tequila you can buy for $3 or $300.
That's a bottle of Cazadores, though.
Yeah,
so.
It's like a known. It was a sealed bottle, but man, does it seem watered down. Should be fucking... Have you been seeing how much I've been drinking?
I just noticed that right now.
And yeah, dude.
It says 38%, so I don't know.
Nah, they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah,
but,
so doesn't affect me, unfortunately. I'm more excited about streaming the video content that I have in my Steam library with this than
But you've already watched it all, right?
No.
Oh.
No, man, I got episodes of Super Mario Bros. In there. I got that Muhammad Ali documentary.
I only watched Super Mario Bros. On Fridays when it was Zelda.
I would watch it.
Yeah. I couldn't take those guys.
What was that tagline he always said? Link, he always said, excuse me, princess.
Oh, yeah.
Like, twice an episode. Twice an episode.
I never watched those. Sorry.
Yeah, way before your time.
Yeah, I don't think I saw them.
Live-action Super Mario, like, they'd go down into their, like, basement or whatever.
I think I remember seeing live-action Super Mario, maybe the movie.
Yeah,
and
probably
it was really disappointing.
The movie
just
was
seeing
terrible.
What they look like in human form.
Yeah. It wasn't the same actors in the show.
They looked skeevy. And as a little young girl,
I looked
at them.
John Leguizamo and...
Bob Hoskins.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
They are skeevy-looking guys.
Yeah. So I think it turned me off so much to the point where I just disregarded any, like...
There's definitely a disconnect.
Televised version of those games.
It looked different. When I rewatched it, I rewatched that movie less than a year ago, the Super Mario Bros. One, and I saw more of the connection between the game and the movie. Like, oh, the boots that allow you to squash people, like they have those in there. But it was also, when I watched it as a kid, it felt so distant from the cartoon.
Right.
Like, I couldn't make the connection between the two. Plus, they had the whole thing where, like, the princess's dad was like that snot that was everywhere. Like, what the fuck was that? It was weird.
I heard they were drunk on set, like, almost the entire time. That's what I read somewhere.
Makes sense.
Maybe it was what, early 90s? John Leguizamo, Bob Hoskins.
And Bob Hoskins broke his leg like halfway through and he had like a big cast on it.
I feel like I've read that they admitted that like the whole thing is just a big mushroom trip. That Mario's just on a mushroom trip the entire time.
Could be.
That would make more sense.
At the end, they totally left it open, too. The princess comes back in and it's like, oh, some other shit went down. We need to go handle it and then fucking roll credits.
Yeah, then no other movie came
out. No Super Mario Bros. 2. All righty. That's doing it for news. We got a whole lot of listener questions here. Let's try to get through
these. Thank you for these, by the way, guys.
That's our runtime on this episode.
Fuck it. We keep going. On and on and on.
On the special Memorial Day edition of DLG.
Hey, we're at an hour and a half. We're doing all right. All right. First one. I forgot this last week, but...
Bullstone?
Yeah, Bullstone. He had two questions, so I guess it's probably better we held this one off. He asks, if you were given a huge budget for your podcast and it became a very well-paid full-time job, what changes would you make to improve your current format, if any, and what else would you offer to the DL community?
So much. dude. I could full time like talk to developers and other and other stars in the gaming community and like get them on the podcast, and maybe even every episode we'd have somebody somebody cool to talk to, somebody working on something, you know, they want to. A lot of the time what happens though, I'll reach out, like I haven't yet, but I'll reach out to the Deep Rock people. Almost always they're like, we're way too busy for that. And it's not a no, it's just like when we get into the when we go full release and then we're doing the rounds, then we'll go, and when we're doing the press tour, then we'll talk to you guys. But until then, we're just going to work on the game. That happens a lot. But no, yeah, I do that all the time. I'd stream probably full time. And as far as the community, you'd get more of me. What more could you want?
Yeah, more giveaways, more. I mean, we've been pretty good about giving lots of shit away, and we like to give back to the community that supports us. But I don't know, changes to format. More research.
I would think there would be changes on every single scale, on top of equipment, the studio, community involvement, both via social media, online community, and even in reality. I feel like we would have a press pass to every single convention.
Yeah, exactly.
We would have these meet and greets. We would have, I remember going to BlizzCon, and I stayed at Dizzy Kitten's streamer house. So it's just her mods and some of her biggest fans and other streamers that that she would on the regular play with. And it was just an experience beyond a screen,
right,
and playing a video game. So
like we'd probably have more meetups,
more
like,
con coverage.
Yeah. More con coverage. No, but I mean, like,
we just become the new streamer house.
Yeah.
We become everything that we were against when we founded the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
We become the people that
we'd become PC gamer.
Yeah.
We'd lose all our,
we'd lose all our street cred.
Our souls.
We become PG-13.
I mean, yeah.
Dude, I'd pocket the money and run.
Where would you go?
Oh, speaking about money, so you went to work with me. How'd that go? What did you think of that?
Yeah, where's my gift?
The job was, first of all, you paid me in a bunch of 20s. So that was like,
you're so happy.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool, but that's like so much weight on me, dude. Like, I can only carry like 2 20s on me max. That's what I'm used to.
He just bought a lifetime membership to your benefits club.
Yeah.
$20.
Get under the desk now.
The first thing was, you're like, hey, I got a big job on Saturday. I was like, hey, man, I'll help you out. Yeah. He's like, okay. He came back to me like the day before. He's like, by the way, a hoarder died. So get ready to get dirty. I'm like, okay. Yeah. You must be joking.
I honestly thought you were talking shit about Total Biscuit. Because in our group chat, somebody said Total Biscuit died.
Yeah.
And then you said, oh, a hoarder died. I'm like, whoa, dude. Dark.
I do junk removal for a living, or that's one of my companies, so or businesses. So anyway, go on.
Yeah, but it was nasty, man.
Yeah,
a hoarder died, so you guys can imagine.
What kind of is it? Straight out of an episode of Hoarders Buried Alive?
I was there the second day, after they cleared out the bulk stuff.
We had 70% of it out when he showed up.
Yeah,
and how much rotten? It was there?
The garage was pretty much full to the brim.
Was it rotten stuff or was it just stuff?
Because there was rotten stuff.
There was rotten stuff.
The last thing I remember watching an episode of Hoarders,
yeah,
there was literally a woman who was sleeping in her own garbage.
Yeah.
And she had had so much weight and friction on her bed that she was literally sleeping on metal springs.
I don't think it was that bad.
Disgusting. Well,
but I wasn't there.
All the furniture and all that stuff was gone already. Basically, yeah, but there was rat shit everywhere.
She had an infestation.
But we never saw rats or roaches or anything like that. But it was bad.
Luckily, she wasn't a cat lady. That's what I was dreading.
How many ice cream makers did she have?
Seven, I think.
Seven ice cream makers.
Yeah,
In boxes, unopened.
Unopened.
Yeah.
Oh,
just
wow.
In case you need one.
Yeah, it was
Mike's cream, and you never know.
Took a couple.
Could have sold that on eBay.
Took a couple trips to the dump, and then you left going to the.
The Crayola box.
Yeah,
going for $75.
Oh, really?
And then the what's the other thing that I found? There was another box.
It was a
lunch box for Robin Hood
from 1970s.
$75 going for it too. And then I found there's a bunch of stuff like marble cutting tables and shit. It was cool stuff.
Yeah, we saw some.
There's some cool stuff.
Yeah, it was a brand new unopened 1990s retro pack of unused Crayola crayons.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I really sympathize for hoarders. I do. I think it's a mental, definitely. I feel like it's a mental disorder, yeah. Hoarding.
But she's dead, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Let's move
and
on.
You said something that was like very like apropos.
Yeah.
And it was it's funny how things matter until they don't anymore. And like all this crap too she was keeping. And
it's so important to her. And then as soon as she dies, all relevance goes out the window. It's super important until it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heavy.
Well,
there's a lot of death.
Three
in this
more
episode.
Years until 33.
Let's move on.
Over.
So, what you would get if we went full time? A lot of sadness, apparently.
More depressing stories. All right. Next question comes from Sanely. Have you guys seen any of the Kingdom Hearts 3 gameplay? If so, thoughts on it and predictions. Where's the story going? Never played any Kingdom Hearts games.
I think Chi would be the only one that's played it.
I've played Kingdom Hearts. I played the first one a lot. Never beat it. Just like most of my games. And I played the second one, only tip of the iceberg because I didn't want to spoil too much of the story, never being the first one. Big fan of Kingdom Hearts. I love the game. It's an amazing RPG. And
so it's just all Disney IPs.
Yeah.
Not just Disney.
Disney so, and Square.
And Square Enix. Sorry. Yeah. You're right.
And Pixar, I guess, but that's Disney.
I mean, it's just good. It's like watching your favorite Disney movie, except playing through it. It's a lot of fun. Combat is on point. You have teammates that help you out during combat too, and there's the level up system is really good. This is my first time ever seeing any gameplay of it. It seems, and it's cool because it's the first time they're ever branching into Toy Story, which they haven't done before. And so it just opens up. I mean, the fact that you merge Disney with Square Enix, both characters, you can go anywhere with the story, and they do it so well. It is very much a well put together RPG, and it's been years, probably a decade at least since Kingdom Hearts 2 has been released. So they've had more than ample time to make this title, like make this a session of this game.
Is this PlayStation only?
No. Wait, yes. And then, I think so.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. So why are we talking about it?
Well, because it's a big game. Same reason why I was talking about God of War. But no, I'm excited to play Kingdom Hearts. So I will play it regardless of ever beating the first or second game. Hmm. It's probably the first Square Enix RPG I'll get back into since 12.
And you can play as Goofy.
Yeah, no, you do play as Goofy.
Useless as Goofy from what I've heard.
He's one of your teammates.
Oh, God.
There are Kingdom Hearts games on the PC, right?
I don't think so.
There are a lot on the PSP, I believe.
I think it's Sony exclusive.
But, yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited to play it. Sanely, you can talk to me about Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, Sanely, thanks for fucking derailing the podcast.
All right. I think we're going to save Sniper's question till next week. He asked, what does everyone think of the new Solo film and the new Star Wars films in general, 7, 8, and Rogue One?
Sniper, what do you think about me saving my fucking money? I'm not going to go see it in theaters. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I was talking about how I'm not a giant Star Wars fan. I think the only Star Wars movie outside of the original trilogy I liked, and I watched that when I was 16, so I was like way past the part where I just fell into the momentum because I was somehow swayed into it.
Right.
And Rogue One was good. But other than that, I've been very subpar in my opinion.
Standalone Rogue One is awesome. If you take the Star Wars name out of it, it's still a fantastic film.
Yeah, I'm still watching all the Star Wars movies, so I have done all the prequels. I watched the Clone Wars episode in between Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. So the next one up in my list is actually the Solo movie. So I'm going to go see that probably on Wednesday, and then I'm going to watch Rogue One and then start with the original trilogy and then do 7 and 8. So yeah, next week I'll be able to comment on those. I'm really excited to watch Rogue One again. And also Last Jedi and like all the new ones, like you'd need to see a movie more than once to accurately criticize it. So
I said it back or I don't know if I said on the podcast, but one of the things that I loved about Rogue One is, one, no super hot people. Everybody's just kind of like normal looking people, and no love story. Nobody really fell in love. Mm-hmm. That wasn't what they had a job.
Yeah.
Because
of the ending, you can't really do a whole lot with that. I know, I didn't spoil it.
Yeah. They went, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. The shit got done. It was hard, but the shit got done barely. And, there's no fluff. It's just, it is what it is. And it was just raw. So Solo didn't open very well. It only made $100 million the first weekend.
I didn't even know it was out.
Yeah. But what I was going to say about it is that he's kind of like a gangster. So I was wondering if it would have been better if the guy from Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels directed it. What's that guy? Guy Ritchie. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that would have been a better choice. But Ron Howard's like a solid fucking director. They're not saying it's a bad movie. It just didn't open really well. I don't know if what's going on there. It's weird. It's a 7 out of 10 is what it's getting. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. We'll see you next week. You missed something by No Cash there, Bobby.
Oh, I did. Okay. No Cash asks, you've just got a PC and would like to invest in a controller. What do you buy?
Oh, so, Xbox controller.
Xbox 360 controller.
And you say invest, wired, which means you have more money than just buy. You didn't use the word. If it's buy, you get the Xbox controller.
Or wireless, sorry.
Yeah, or wireless. But if you invest, then you get the Xbox
wireless.
Elite. No, what's the next one up?
They have the Xbox One and then I think the Xbox One Elite controller.
Yeah, that one. Right. And I hear it's worth it. Like, it's nice. You think about how much you use something, right? And how much you spend on it. You know, what are they? Like 80, 90 bucks for the Elite?
Not sure.
Yeah. I mean, you hold that thing for hours at a time.
Yeah, it's but there is natural wear and tear that happens to controllers. Sure. I would never spend more than $60 on a controller. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Elites last longer, though. I don't know. Is that really the price?
That can't be
right. That can't be right. It said $349.
That's the system. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah,
that might be the system with the wireless controller.
I've looked for weird things.
Pretty sure that's the system with the wireless controller, not just the wireless controller itself.
It says controller only.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. Is that like a custom, like a modded one?
Yeah, I looked it up earlier. It wasn't this high.
I've looked up weird things on Amazon before, like dollies, stuff that they don't sell all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. And you can find the same dolly.
What type of dolly? The ones with the googly eyes and the batting lashes? Or? Yeah. I'm kidding. Come on.
The ones you pick up refrigerators with. And you can find the same model 8-9 times with 8-9 different prices. And one of them will be like $10,000.
They just need to sell one.
Yeah, I think they're just... It's the exact same thing. Anyway, how much are these things? They're $160. No.
No, because there's only two left in stock that could be inflating the price right now. Used, it says $124. But I know I looked it up earlier when this was posted.
Never.
It wasn't that much. It's not that much. But you can get a normal Xbox 360 controller wireless.
$50.
$50 or cheaper.
Yeah.
Which
and everything's plug and play. Like, you don't have to even bind your keys most of the time.
I've never needed more than that. I've never used one of these controllers, but I don't use a controller that often.
I think for me, it depends on the game I'm going to play. Like, greatly. If I'm going to play, like, a racing sim or a airplane sim, it's going to be an Xbox. But if I'm playing, like, a fighting game or a 2D side-scroller, it's going to be a PlayStation 4.
I feel like with the Xbox controller, especially if you're using it for PC gaming, there are so many more games that are compatible with the 360 controller or Xbox controller versus PlayStation. Well,
it comes native to Windows.
Yeah. I mean, the obvious, yes.
Right.
And just letting people know that.
But how often do you have issues with the PlayStation not working?
I have a program called DS4.
Oh, okay.
So if it doesn't work, like natively with the PS4, I'll just use the DS4, which makes the computer think it's
I feel like I tried this about 4 years ago, and it was just too much hassle. I wish I could use a PlayStation. Like, if I had a PlayStation controller, do you know what I would have done to your asshole when we're playing Street Fighter 2?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, my God. Wrecked you.
Absolutely not.
Wrecked you.
No.
All right.
Fake news, bro.
Moving on.
All right.
Moving on.
Moving on, Sloppy Thor asks, I wanted to ask how you guys feel about Razer products. I used to love them, and I think they are a decent company, but their software really sucks and ruins the quality of their stuff. I used to buy nothing but Razer products, keyboards and mice back in the day, but the God, I haven't bought a Razer mouse since the Naga. It's been a long time.
Oh, the Naga.
I feel like Razer products are the douchebags of... I don't like
They're
it.
They're very flashy.
It's all flashy. It's almost
like the... When you think of video game... PC gaming, big name titles, in the beginning, Alienware was kind of just like the big...
Right.
And I feel like Razer was kind of the Alienware of...
Of peripherals.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But Alienware was putting out the best pre-made computers possible. They had the best shit. In my experience, I've never bought a Razer product because it just to seem... It seemed to be all show, no go.
The best Razer product I've ever had was the metal mouse pad.
There you go. This is what I mean. Like, it's hard to fuck up a mouse pad.
I'm sure their keyboards are really good. My brother uses the flashy one. Is it the Black Widow? Was it
Black
called?
Widow.
I don't know.
They got several models of the Black Widow.
That one was nice. I've used it. I like it. It is very flashy.
Well, he mentions the software being difficult, and I never... About the time when I stopped using Razer products was about the time they really started getting into the software side of it and having that... Logitech does the same thing. They've got software that changes the lighting and the any hotkeys or shortcuts you can program and other things as well. I don't know. I don't think Razer is bad. I know a lot of people use them and they always have terrible reviews, and I don't understand why that is.
Because
I've never had a problem with them.
They feel cheap.
I've had nothing but problems with Razer headphones.
I've never used their headphones.
I think it's all about making somebody feel like they're a programmer. Like, I'm wearing all this flashy shit, it lights up. And like, now
I think
they're
marketing it towards younger kids, like, especially 10 years ago, it was, you know, gaming was all flashy shit. You know, all computer parts were like, this lights up and, you know, this is shows up in a black light and all that was really important. So
this shows up in a black light.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, you know, like you put black lights in there in your case and. Yeah,
Do you guys remember black lights?
No, I've never. No.
I had black lights. Yeah, when they were cool.
I want to give a PSA on peripherals though, or headphones especially. Don't ever buy headphones that aren't made by like an audio company. Don't buy the HyperX. Don't buy the Logitech. Don't buy anything that's made for gamers because they are terrible quality.
It depends on your budget.
I mean, for budget, yes. If you can't afford better quality stuff, go ahead and go for that. But if you say you have like $50, you're like HyperX or Audio Technica AT30s. Go for the AT30s. Right. Go for the Audio Technicas. Don't buy the gamer quality headphones. They're terrible. 100%. 100% all the time.
But like the thing was always concerned for me to have the microphone. But now that I have a microphone, like a USB mic.
Yeah,
that's really the way to do it now.
Yeah.
He has a second part to his question, too. He says, also, I had one of the old Snowball mics back in the day, but it would literally pick up every little sound that happened within a mile of the mic itself. How do you like your new mic, Emilio? And is it anything like the old Snowball?
I have no idea about the old Snowball, but she yelled at me for my ambient noise, and she was right.
I literally did yell at you. I was like, Emilio.
It's really, really distracting.
I wish I could have clipped the port where I was like,
Emilio. I don't think anybody else has the balls to tell you. You got to fucking put it point
quote, unquote.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problem with you when playing golf.
Because that day, like, particularly a lot of shit was going on. Dog was barking. Okay. Kid was playing.
Sam was talking nonstop in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adjust your noise gate. I can help you with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, if you could. We'll talk afterwards. Because I got a lot of things I need you to fix.
All right.
And then off mic, when you weren't listening, when I wasn't holding down my push to talk, I said things that you couldn't hear.
Oh.
I said, that is just. It is just like, I mean, it's what is it called? It's almost a gamer
rude.
Etiquette.
It's rude.
There's a standard to gamer etiquette.
Yeah, it happened to me today. This guy, this guy named Iron Juan, I thought it was a pretty name, funny name. He left and left his mic open. And he's in Mexico. So Mexico noises are
firecrackers, chickens.
Oh, and he lives in, I'm Mexican. I can't even say this place. Guadalajara. Guadalajara. I can't say it very well.
Guadalajara.
But they're in the city's under code red right now because they arrested the wife of the head of the narcos.
Oh shit!
And they're destroying shit until they let her go. So they're firebombing buses of people, and it's bad. Anyway,
holy shit!
And so he put his headset down and walked away for like 10 minutes. He came back and we heard so much shit. And he's like, "Hey, what's up, guys?" And I'm like, "Dude, like you left your mic hot for." I guess I could have muted him.
Yeah.
But I was like, he's like, "Oh, really? You could hear things?" I was like, "Yes, I could hear the narcos killing people outside your window."
No way.
No, I couldn't. But, I was making a joke. Way to shit on my joke.
Sorry. Joke, I'm too gullible for this.
Yeah. Yeah, people are dying. Let's move on.
That's a lot of death.
The Death Podcast. Man. Welcome back to the Death Podcast.
Cadillac asks, when's the last time the four of you played together?
DLG game night?
Probably. Like,
all four of us? It's rare to get all
four. Wait, Bobby wasn't there.
Yeah, he was. He was playing Reinhardt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was there.
Sorry, Bobby.
He's very forgettable.
No.
We were playing over. Were we all there? I feel like we were all there.
No, at different intervals. I don't think Amelia was there when Bobby was on.
No, we were on. I don't think he was on.
We were all there for like one match.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, well, there we go.
There was a moment in time.
Did you leave for Bomberman?
Not for Bomberman. I left for something.
Bomb Tech, yeah.
No, it wasn't that because I haven't played either of those games ever.
Oh, you weren't there for that? Okay. Well, you missed out on a little bit. Yeah, not much.
A little bit over. But it just really doesn't happen much.
Yeah, it's rare. You know, that would be one of those things that could happen more if this were a full-time job.
Oh, wait, Overcooked.
So get your Patreons up. No. Because how much money would we have to make a year for all of us to be? It'd have to be like $400,000 a year.
We don't need to be full-time. We just need to plan.
Well, to cover the expenses of the podcast, too.
Yeah, I'm a cheap date. It's going to be $2,000 a month. I'll survive.
Just give me a couple 20s to rub together.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Shadow Master asks, what current 5 games should every PC gamer have in their library?
Let's cut this down to 2 because we didn't talk about it before.
Yeah. Let's cut it down to 1 because there's 4 of us and we each get 1.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. 4. Let's do that then.
Let's cut it down to 1/2. Let's keep going.
No, let's do 8. Let's do 8. Just go down the line. Bobby, go.
Cue intro now, Bobby.
God, 2 games everybody needs right now. Golf It. There you go.
Wow.
One's on anything.
But you're talking about us.
Yeah, I'm just saying, hey, man. Yeah, our community.
Okay,
that's part of our community. I'm not going to give you like the classics or anything. Yeah. You know, I'm going to shake it up here.
What?
What part do you want me to repeat?
Left 4 Dead.
Nice. 2, I imagine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Skip.
What the fuck is Skip? Oh,
Skip me.
God damn it, Minnie.
Go Emilio.
Okay, when I come back to you, you have to do 2.
I'll do 2.
Okay. I'm going to go with the classics. I'm probably going to go with Portal 2.
Ooh, good one.
Portal 2? Okay. All right, there you go.
Mini?
Oh, going back to me? Damn, I was expecting like another round.
Isaiah's showing up in chat. Look who's here, man.
Oh, who's that guy?
Those are the Storm. There's the correct answer. That's
Bobby.
Battletech.
We're doing another
I'll
one?
I'll say Battletech right now.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, come on. Everybody. We're not discriminating at all in any sense. Or
I don't know.
Like...
Far Cry 3, Blood Dragon.
Oh my God.
Respect.
No, he's just trolling.
Respect. No, he loves that
great game.
He loves
that's
that
game. That's the best one in the series.
I'm surprised you didn't say Jedi, though.
Oh, Dark Forces 2?
Yeah,
I mean, I know that game is super old and hard to run. I respect that.
Okay. G?
Oh, shit. This is hard. Divinity, 1 or 2.
Oh, nice.
Oof.
Probably 2, right?
That's a good one.
But not everybody can play Divinity. That's just for those worthy.
Titanfall 2.
Because it's the last thing you play.
It's the last thing I played.
Binding of Isaac.
I did say it's my favorite first-person shooter campaign ever. So.
Yeah, you did. I didn't believe you, but...
So we had one question in chat that I wanted to get to, but not before I looked up a few things. Chosen was asking your thoughts on the censorship of Agony. So Agony is a game that we've been anticipating. Looks very, very scary, very gory, and it is coming out in a day or two. Well, by the time this airs, it'll... I think be out.
I was showing Sam it like 3 days ago and she's like, well, I'm not sleeping tonight. It literally looks like what hell would be.
It looks like the hell scene from Deep Horizon? Event Horizon.
Event Horizon.
Event Horizon. That's what the game looks
it's
like.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
I would love to play this, though.
So, Bobby, I've brought this up to you a few times now. Zaya has a new game. I have several copies of it. We need to play
it. You didn't tell me you had the copies.
I have sent you. I've told you. Anyway.
I don't think you.
Let's do it. I have six copies of it.
Of what?
We need to get some people. We got to get some people together. Zaya is our resident game developer.
Okay.
And he does small little titles that he writes his own.
Okay.
And I think our first listener of this podcast.
Yeah, he was literally our first listener ever. So we only need to reciprocate. This is a 69 world, not one way. And so, yeah, I played it. It's fun. We should play some more. He needs a lot of pointers.
Send me the code.
Talk anything about it or?
What?
Do you want to say anything about the game?
Not yet. Let's play it. Let's play it and see how it goes.
Cool.
All right. So I looked up a little information on the censorship of Agony, and it looks like the game is coming close to release, and they were having some trouble getting it past PEGI and ESRB. Like, it was just too graphic.
I mean, there's titties in it. I haven't seen anything worse.
So this
worse.
Is a list of the things they have.
Vagina faces.
Gore, brutal sex, lesbian and gay sex, genital physics, eye gouging, heart plucking, children's heads exploding, setting fire to waters and demons,
exploding?
Intense violence, strong language, and drugs. So those are some of the things
so
that
they
listed.
Wait. So like a wonderland.
A winter wonderland, yes. So there were some things in here that were just not getting past the censorship, so they had to compromise a little bit and remove a little bit of it, but they felt it still kept true to the spirit of the game and what they wanted to do with it, and that's the version they're going to be releasing. They originally were going to do an adult-only patch that you could opt into.
I was about to ask about that, yeah.
But they said that that would have caused them to be sued and the company to go bankrupt, and it just wasn't going to happen. So
it
seemed like we're
going to
get a... And they're talking about... From this post
so
that they made, it sounds like it's not a lot of content. Like, it's some of the endings. There were seven different endings, apparently two of them they had a problem with. They've shaved off, like, we're talking seconds out of some of them. So hopefully it won't affect it that much. I mean, I'm not one of those dudes. Like, I watch a lot of weird shit, and I play a lot of weird games. But I'm not one of those dudes that, like, gets off on it. If it has a point, what I want to see from
Leave
this game.
Leave your seat, Bobby.
Like, if there is... a point to all of this, it could be a fantastic game.
Will you come cosplaying? I'm almost like, come, let's cosplay as Leisure Suit Larry, because that would be the easiest thing.
This is what two shots does to you.
I see you dressed up as a video game character?
What do you think? There might be like a quote unquote unofficial leak,
maybe
for the patch.
I bet,
because I mean,
if the content's there,
content's there, so it has to be right.
Well, if anything, just go to Pornhub. Fucking rule, 46?
I don't know.
What is that?
36? 34?
34.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about, like, gore and, like, cutting people open and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think you get that on Pornhub.
No, you could get anything on Pornhub. But how extreme this gets?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you feel like you're missing out, I'm pretty sure people are going to make... Like,
yeah, oh yeah,
like sick, twisted, all out of this wall, like whatever might be missing from the game, you'll find it.
Yeah, you'll find it.
Yeah,
yeah. If you need to get your rocks off, there's other things out there, I think, is what she's trying to say.
I read some of the comments, and maybe there are some idiots out there who are just like too caught up on this just being some random gore fest. But I hope it's more than that. You know, one of my favorite scary movie is a movie called Martyrs. I think I mentioned this before, because people
said it's super weird, right?
It's very weird.
Yeah,
it's really weird, and it's got a lot of torture in it, and it's very graphic, but it's also got a very strong message in it that really makes you think and asks yourself philosophical questions.
And it
couldn't have that impact if it wasn't so gory with all the torture and with all that horrible stuff. Like, that is necessary to the story, and I'm hoping that's...
I think that's your way to justify you fucking beating off in a pool of blood somewhere.
Oh my god, I wonder if there's really people out there like that. I mean, like,
oh, of course. Oh, yeah.
are there you really
can, if you can think it is somebody's done it for sure.
What rule is
I
that
mean
one?
Right when you listed, when you're reading off children's heads exploding, all that stuff, I went from 6 to 12.
But I mean, there's, I don't know.
Because 12 is better than 6.
Of course, Minnie's fucking laughing.
That's hilarious.
I don't know. This game could either be, I'm just worried it's going to come out and it's actually going to be a bad game.
Like that, what was it, Hatred, that game came out? And yeah, then, like a whole bunch of controversy. Well,
we didn't bring that one up.
That's the classic case of a game that just has all this controversy surrounding it. That's exactly what I'm talking about. A game that the only good thing going for it is the controversy that it created. The game
Did you guys see the school shooting game that came out?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, it's on Steam right now.
Dude, school shooting, there's fucking, like, Nazi simulator games out there, too. Like, people will, like, sit down and put time and effort into creating shit like that. I don't know, for shock value or to make a statement, but they all end up being shit games.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
there's, like, they're not.
What are the chances that one of these
barely
are, like,
even
amazing?
Run. Yeah. I mean, if you.
Best gunplay ever. Unfortunately, you have to shoot Susan from grade three.
It's just a lot of times. When shit borders on this stuff, like Agony, where it's like, this is obviously a very graphic game, sometimes that becomes the focus point, I don't know, that becomes more important than the game itself. And when it overshadows the game, it's a shit game.
But Bobby, where's all this censorship coming from? It's coming from Steam?
ESRB and then Peggy.
Oh, ESRB and Peggy.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter where they release it, whether it be on Steam, Good Old Games, Green Man Gaming, like whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever way they choose to put their product on a shelf, like, they're going to run into that problem. So I don't know. That's unfortunate, because
I'd rather see the artists.
Releasing,
what the artists
vision.
Wanted to.
Yeah, their vision, of course.
But
as long as it's like has a point.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just my hope for the game, that it has a fucking point, because I don't know. I've seen this time and time again, and Hatred's a great example, where that game sucks.
Yeah.
That game fucking blows, dude. It's like, it's literally bundle trash, and yet it got all this publicity.
Even that game that, I think it came out for the PlayStation, where, like, it's like a reality show, and it's kind of like Running Man, but you have to kill people as graphically as you can.
Manhunt.
It's always used as, like, oh, this is what's wrong with our kids today, or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of the poster.
It was a terrible game. It just...
Man, I don't know. See,
dude, some of this stuff...
That was a Rockstar game, I believe.
Oh, was it?
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff that they do, I mean, I was watching Agony. It's art. It makes you feel emotions when you're watching these corrupted, twisted human flesh for walls, you know? I was just like, oh, like, it's revolting, but
it's
also it's beautiful as well. Mm-hmm. They use that thing a lot, that, like, two torsos twined. I don't know how to explain it.
I wonder what the gameplay is going to be like.
It's first person.
Is it kind of a walkthrough, Senua's sacrifice type of?
I think so, yeah. That would probably be the closest.
It doesn't have any tags describing the gameplay. But I kind of picture an Outlast type of game.
So there's a lot to do with torches, so like when you have fire around you, I think
I wonder
you're
if
safe.
It's going to actually be scary, or if it just looks like hell, if you're going to be terrified.
Just the videos of gameplay is scary as shit for me.
I would definitely play it.
What's the price tag on this?
They don't have it. I don't think
don't even have it yet.
Release
date is May 29th, so we'll find out soon.
There's a lot of things that go
nice.
All right. I think that's about it.
Is that a podcast?
That's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what are we playing? I'm going to play more Deep Rock. That's literally the funnest game. As far as like fun for fun, minute for minute.
Yeah. With friends.
Definitely. Yeah, with friends. I love it. Other than that, I can't think of anything else.
I think I'm going to get back into Fury. Try to beat that game.
Awesome.
Cool.
I would love to get into some type of co-op game, co-op RPG-esque game.
I mean,
work towards beating that.
What happened with you and Max playing Divinity 2?
Back burner? I don't know. I don't know. What happens to me and all the games I ever pick up and start to play? I should be able to beat Divinity 2.
I know so many PC gamers. I don't know one who's finished Divinity 2.
I think Warconius is close.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to have some people on the server. Clown Lotion,
but it's like,
Emu Killer. There's some people who play that game a lot.
But it's like we've gushed and gushed and gushed, and then nobody plays it. Yeah. It's weird.
I've played on occasion.
Well, it is a sequel. I mean,
it's hard, man.
How many hours did we spend? I've spent like over 80 hours in Divinity 1.
Yeah.
So
the thing about me is that I tried to play that game so many times with 4-player co-op. that I've gone through the like the beginner's island probably 30 times.
Yeah.
And getting back into it, it's so hard just burning through what I've already burned through.
Yeah, I think everyone started too many playthroughs.
That's exactly what happened with me.
I'm either going to start a game just with Sam or just with Bobby. Because that's the only way me and Bobby got it through.
Four people is too much.
Four people is never going to happen.
Yeah.
We can barely get this podcast done. Until we go full time when we get $100,000 a month. No.
All right, I'm going to be finishing up 12 is better than 6. I've got we're in the playoffs now with my Heroes of the Storm team. So nice. Thursday,
Bobby, please, a little elaboration on that. I know we're running late, but what happened?
Come on. On our last game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who were you playing?
I was playing, the first game I was playing ETC, my favorite character.
No. I mean, who are you playing against the team?
Oh, who were we playing?
They're pretty well ranked, right?
Oh, yeah. I think they were the top team in our division.
And what did you do to said top-ranked team in your division?
Yeah, it was a beatdown. Yeah, it was pretty rough.
You did push their shit in, correct?
Yeah. Well, the second map, I think we ended that game. It was our best map. We ended that in, like, less than 10 minutes. It was, like, 8 or 9 minutes.
Dude.
What?
Yeah, he wasn't even level 13, dude. The other team didn't even get their ults, dude. Yeah. They literally fucked them to death. Skull fucked.
Yeah. I can't even do that to the AI.
Bobby got the MVP from one of the casters.
So. Yeah, well, you know, I went back and watched that game from the caster's perspective, and
where can I watch these games?
It depends on the caster. This guy's name was like Giggle Schmack or something.
Giggle Schmack.
Yeah, you can watch the replays on there. I think Sniper's been posting that stuff. He's been good about posting since he's back in town now. He's been posting those games in our Discord. But I watched the replay, and holy shit, man! They did not look at my lane at all, dude. You saw like 2 minutes. You saw like a minute of me in that game. Like not until the very end, until we did the final core push. They just did not care about
Digi.
Yeah, no love for the offlane.
But his scores, like his like not his kills, but your like just scores on like I don't know what it's called. Whatever, you had more points. Let's say,
yeah,
way.
Oh yeah, like, I had top. Not even top close. Just about everything.
Like 10,000 more than anybody else on both. I don't know what they are.
So Bobby's the hard carry.
Not really, no.
But see, I'm not just for the killing offlane, people. Man.
I have a very. It's not a glamorous job. It's not like something you look. If you, especially if you don't know the game, it's not like something you look at and go like, oh shit, he's doing this or that. Like I'm the dude that just cleans up all the shit. Like some lanes pushed in, I got it. You know,
the trash man.
Yeah, exactly. But it's an important job.
Yeah.
And I don't usually play this role. You know, I usually do main tank. So playing that position has been. It's been a good learning experience. But yeah, the playoffs are happening. That'll be interesting. First game's Thursday. Be sure to check it out. I'm sure Sniper will post it in the Discord.
And Bobby, as you...
Bobby.
As you're in the off lane, and you're not a whole lot is going on, I imagine, up there. I mean, you're going one-on-one versus somebody else, and sometimes you're getting ganked. But for the most part, do you feel like you have a more overall idea of what's going on? Because you can watch the minimap so much more than...
I have to.
Yeah,
you really have to.
That's your job, really, right?
Yeah, because I can't die.
Because the shot caller, your team lead captain, was saying that like you call out overall strategies and he calls play-by-play strategies.
Well, he's in the four-man, so he's focused on what they're doing, and that's a lot to do. And so sometimes I help out with the macro shot calls.
Macro,
Usually it's just me saying, like, that's a bad idea, don't do that.
Okay.
Because they get excited down there. They get excited. They want to do
everybody
stuff.
Everybody calm down.
Yeah.
We're not playing games here.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's been, I still don't know if I'm going to do this again next season or not, because it has been a lot more work than I originally expected. But yeah, that's happening on Thursday. I want to finish Call of Duty Ghosts. I started that game years ago, whenever it came out. I think that's going to be my next game. I'm really into like single player first person shooters from like 5 to 10 years ago right now. Like that's been my jam.
Titanfall 2.
Yeah, Titanfall 2, maybe.
But. Did you ever get into it, Bobby?
Not old
Titanfall
enough,
2, no, never no. even touched it.
Wow.
Titanfall 1, I played a little bit of, but never.
That even, was multiplayer only.
I mean, you have it. You have access, right?
I do.
You paid for the year.
Then I've heard good things about it. So, yeah,
dude, maybe it's fantastic, 2. Dude.
That might be too new, though. That might be too fresh.
Okay.
Chief, what do you got for us?
Didn't I say co-op, RPG, something?
Oh, yeah.
And maybe and some Counter Strike. Yeah, maybe Deep Rock, maybe.
Are we done?
I think we're done.
All right. That's it.
Speaking for Bobby, Chi, New Chad, and myself.
God damn, I thought we were over this, man.
Let's see. Agonizing titties. Ugh. dun, daka, daka, dun.
Chad is gone. Get over it.
He was just here.